The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, before you get into the show, which I know you're super excited to hear because every fucking show of Thinking Outside the Long Box is amazing, we want to thank our Patreon supporters, Chad, Ryan, Derek, Doyle, Devin, Taylor, Jason, Steve, and now Christine. Thank you so much for being a part of this show by donating to us on Patreon. If you too would like to support this show and keep it going every other week after every other week, then you can go to patreon.com/TOTLB where you can get your choice of all sorts of cool bonus videos and awesome prizes like hats and t-shirts, original sketches. I don't know if you guys follow Tim Husky's artwork on Instagram, but one of those original sketches got colored and it was fucking amazing. So join us today at patreon.com/TOTLB. And to those of you who are already subscribed, thank you so much. We appreciate you more than our own assholes.
From Gabe's basement, where he's been chewing on nuts all day, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, and Doyle.
Okay.
Sounds so thrilled. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 80 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I think it's 88.
88.
Yeah. I think I wrote 88 question mark in my book.
It can be whatever it wants to be.
Yeah,
we don't need to put a label on this.
12, yeah.
12 away, bro.
I know.
12 away.
Excited?
I'm always excited.
We should probably...
I sound less excited than I really am, and it's because my face hurts.
We should probably get a hold of Pete and set up appointments for it.
Pete Rose?
No, Pete Sliv Kanch, a Blood and Iron tattoo, where I'm hoping we get our tattoo.
Oh, is that where you wanted to go? I thought you said you wanted to go with the guy who does the shit. The stuff for all the CCBE people. What the fuck is his name? I can't remember his name.
Richard Long.
Is that Richard?
I think so, yeah. Maybe.
The guy's a real dick.
Is he?
I don't know. That's Richard.
It's a name. It's a name joke.
Oh, I was like, "What?
Zing!"
Cool. Whatever. Yeah, it'll be the end of the year. You think we need to plan that far ahead?
Yeah, he books out pretty far. Jesus. He books out like 6 months or something.
Fucking hate that guy.
No, you don't. Don't say that. He'll kill us all.
I don't even know him.
Anyway, yeah, welcome to episode 88.
I can't have him tattoo me now that I told him I hate him.
Welcome to episode 88 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
We are here to do our dark, dark business.
Oh, I'm already dark as fuck.
I'm browning quite nicely.
I look darker than normal.
I look darker than normal because I actually go outside sometimes at my new job.
At your new job?
Well, I mean,
another new job?
No. Oh. I mean, I've been there.
It's like Jesus. Compared to
all my old jobs where I'm either like in a warehouse or like, you know, in the back of the house of a restaurant.
On your knees?
Yeah. Well, no, those were outside in the alleys.
Oh.
It's just at night.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. I've been setting up a huge garden.
Need a Z job.
And we set up a 14-foot fucking trampoline the last 3 days. It's a nightmare. The worst.
Welcome to unforeseen medical bills, my friend.
No, they're foreseen. Yeah.
Doyle like about destroyed his testicles on a trampoline.
Yeah, twisted them. Had to have surgery. So you know you get like skied, like someone takes your bounce. They can take your bounce or they can give you extra bounce.
Yeah.
So my friend gave me like extra bounce. As I was coming down, I connected with his knee on my balls.
Oh.
And then we just like we melded like that. So when we hit the trampoline, we like double bounced his knee into my balls again. And it literally threw me off the trampoline onto my back, onto the ground.
It was like the worst version of Voltron ever.
It was super gay. And then I went home and I like had one of those, like, oh, I'm fucked up, I'm gonna pass out. And I woke up and my testicle was the size of like a grapefruit.
Jesus.
I had to show it to my mom to take me to the emergency room.
She didn't believe you?
She didn't believe that I needed to go to the emergency room. She's like, you're hitting the balls, you'll be fine. I was like, this is not mine. She's like, holy shit.
That's really weird. That's really weird.
Yeah, they had to untie.
Show me your ball.
I don't believe you.
They
been
had to
there, though.
Untie them. It was weird.
I had to get my nuts untied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has a cage around it, so nobody will be flying out of the trampoline.
I think it had more to do with the knee to crotch.
That sounds like a dare.
You wouldn't. It's like 7 foot cage around this.
I bet I could
trampoline.
Bounce Hannah higher than 7 foot up.
If I
skied her.
Side note, you can't get on the trampoline.
Yeah, because I break
220 pound limit.
Ooh, I'm getting closer to that.
I, okay. Me too. I'm and still, in like, the wrong fucking direction.
After watching my oldest sister blow out both of her knees at the exact same time on a trampoline, even if I could, I wouldn't.
I like it. I don't jump on there too much, but 14 foot is fucking huge.
Yeah, it's a big tramp.
I don't know.
Is Tim at a convention this week?
What is he doing?
So Tim is not at a convention. He's busy sucking dick.
Okay.
Oh, so. All right. But
how's
it's not even.
Wash his clothes?
It's not even dark.
He's got a. Well, I know. He's like. He's like a super low rent home where he's like out during the day, like, hey, you want that dick sucked? And people are like, oh, no.
Hey, I met one of those. Not a dude, an ugly girl.
Uh huh. I've met many ugly girls.
You don't want sunburn.
No, but.
You gotta wait till.
An actual prostitute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to. So when I used to travel for
a car.
Yeah. No. I used to just before that job. I was in Chicago. And there's this Mexican, like, sandwich shop. It was on, like, Drivers, Dive-Ins, and Dives or whatever the fuck that shit. It was one of those shows. But you go to it, and you can tell, like, you're in nice, holy shit, where am I at kind of neighborhood. And I stop, and I don't remember if I'm talking to myself or what I'm doing. And she thought I was talking to her, I guess. And she came up to the window and knocked on the window.
Her?
Yeah. And I was like, what? No, I'm good. It was really weird.
So if you see a whore in the middle of the day, in the middle of
It was
nowhere,
the middle of the day. It was the middle of the
that's
day.
That's likely some kind of weird ancient road god. That's not...
Like she's
that's
literally...
That's not a whore.
She's literally going to suck your soul out of your dick. Like,
I texted Alicia
that's
and
that's some like American God style shit. Like,
so when
what's
you
this
would,
whore doing in the middle of nowhere?
When you'd go out for that job, you'd get receipts and everything and you put it into your phone. They had a little app so that you could
expense
it. I
thought you meant whoring. I was like, no one goes out for whoring.
So
you just are a whore.
So I texted Alicia and I was like, hey, if she gave me a receipt, you think they'd let me expense this? It's really funny.
No way does your top let you expense that, by the way.
The receipt is she just spit in this cup.
Fun times.
So, yeah, getting ready for that con season.
Oh, it's busy.
It feels really busy already.
It's busy.
Like, it hasn't even, we haven't even gone anywhere or done anything. I'm like, wow, I'm overwhelmed now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to any of them, and it feels daunting.
Oh, it's.
You want to go? You want to help us out?
I'm going to try to make it to
do
like
we have extra
one
badges?
Day of some.
We have four badges. We should have four badges. They should be coming this week.
Yeah.
How many weekends is it?
How many weekends is it? Just one.
Just one.
It's no, but I mean till then.
It's Father's Day weekend.
It's one. Like it's
next weekend,
and then the weekend after that is con.
Yeah, it's Father's Day weekend, the 17th.
I can at least go one day. I know that.
That'd be awesome.
Come like help stuff out.
That'd be great. I could probably get you into like moderating a panel if they give us all the panels that we picked.
But you got to be good. Can't be weak.
I'll try. Right. Like, you got to tell me before I get there so I can prepare.
And you definitely aren't allowed to do the cultural diversity ones.
You're not allowed to say the N-word. Yeah, yeah. See, exactly. Right as I said no, you were saying it.
I said mine. Oh, I'm one of you.
That's going to get beeped.
Yeah, I was going to say, did that get beeped? Because I got beeped when I said it, and it was in context on purpose. Like...
That one.
No, mine was really well thought out. You're just dropping it because you're an asshole.
Yeah, his was, we were talking about black people.
We were talking
or something.
Literally about it. Yeah. And I was like, that, you know, I'm going to say it, Juan. I'm going to say it right now, and it's on purpose. And he's like, I'm going to bleep it. I'm going to fucking bleep it.
Did you put the hard ER on it?
I don't remember.
I'm sure. I think you did. I think you did.
Because it was in.
But it was, yeah, we were talking about a topic. He wasn't calling
anybody.
It wasn't
just me being a prick.
I took the AS.
Yeah, you bald ass.
I was like a rapper.
But we're not
rappers.
What kind
of nut is this?
He said as he put nuts in his mouth.
It's like a shark tooth.
We're just here eating nuts today. Oh, yeah. I think it's a macadamia nut.
First topic, spoilers.
I know exactly where this is going.
I'm not
going
to fucking apologize.
Why should you?
I'm
it's
fucking.
Been a month.
It's what I said. It's exactly what I said.
What,
I'm
what
not,
are we spoiling?
Somebody. So. I don't want to say the name, and I don't even know if they listen anymore. Yeah. So whatever. But
I love you.
FYI, I like I them
you.
Too.
Thank you for coming over yesterday. We had a really good time.
But it was I put up a thing, an article about Vision being dead, and how in the comic books when he died from Infinity Gauntlet, he turned white and kind of maybe that's the way they were going or whatever, whatever. But it was damn near a month after the movie came out.
And he literally said, you know, let's talk about, is Vision really dead?
Right.
Like, really nothing extremely spoilery, because most people that know anything about the movie so far.
You kind of could have figured it out after Civil War that he was
Vision died.
Die.
Fuck it. He died.
Yeah. No, that's I'm not beating around the bush. We all know Vision died. We all saw the movie. Literally,
but the whole fucking world saw the movie.
Was he ever really alive?
But so exactly, he is a fucking robot. So he posts that like a month after the movie came out.
It was pretty close.
And somebody goes, "Oh my god, spoilers!"
Yeah, what the fuck, spoilers?
Still
and
love
I was
you.
Like,
"That wasn't
a
voice for you. That was just a regular voice." So
the spoiler was 3 weeks after the movie came out. They didn't see it until a month after the movie came out. And I was like, "Really? Like, what's the threshold for spoiling a movie? Like, am I just not allowed to talk about it for it perpetuity
forever?
Until it goes out of the theaters?" No, I'm not going to apologize. Unlike the page or just move on to the next subject.
And,
sorry.
And let's also talk about this. When you say spoiler alert and then spoil something, you've done it. It doesn't matter. That's the
right.
stupidest thing. Like,
there's like 700 articles about all of this stuff already. I almost put up the page of all of the deaths that I had written out that we talked about at Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
I didn't know if somebody would look at that and go, what the fuck? You know, because it had been a week at that point, and I didn't want to spoil it that soon.
All right. So here we go.
People just love to suck on the dick.
So we're gonna go over this really quick. Juan picked Captain America. Captain America die?
No.
No. He picked Iron Man. Iron Man also didn't die.
No. I don't think I picked him to die, though.
No, you said retire.
Yeah, but no, he's not going to retire.
Probably after this.
Juan
got pretty fucked up.
Juan picked Black Widow to die.
Did she die?
I
no.
I don't
no,
think so.
She didn't.
And then Juan picked someone from Guardians of the Galaxy. Success.
Damn near everybody.
I don't think that was right, because I would only say someone survived.
All right, so Tim. Oh, you know what? Tim's picks don't matter, because he's not here.
Yeah, fuck you, Tim.
All right.
The zingers are coming fast.
Doyle.
Bastard.
Nick Fury. Excellent.
Zinger.
And then you picked Cap and Hawkeye. So Cap, no.
Yes.
Hawkeye, no.
We don't know.
I think they confirmed,
I think he
no.
was alive at the end.
Yeah, I think they I think the producers confirmed that he's still alive.
I picked Cap as well. Everybody picked Cap America. I picked Wong. I thought Wong was going to die.
No, we saw him for about 10 minutes.
He just peaced out at the end of the New York battle.
Yeah, was it. You never saw him.
And then, this is the one where I'm happy about, I picked Vision.
Nice.
I was like, I'm pretty sure Vision's going to die, because I'm pretty sure they have to take that fucking rock out of his head.
Yeah, that's part of the story.
Yeah. And then he did.
He did die. So, there was a lot of deaths. Yeah.
So we were all...
Which I don't like.
We were all wrong about Captain America.
Yeah.
But we all got, like, at least one or two guys.
I think he's still going to die in the next one.
Now I don't think he's going to die.
I don't think so either.
He has to die.
No.
Jesus.
He must die.
Captain America must die.
Because
he's a
fucker,
fucking Red Skull.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So that was a cool cameo.
That was really cool. It was weird. I had to be like, is that fucking Red Skull?
Mm-hmm. If the next movie ended with him going like Hail Hydra, I'd be like, even though I wasn't for this in the comics.
I am way about this in the
movies. I'm for this in the movies. Actually, by the end of that, I was for it in the comics too, because it was a decent story.
I think I mentioned this in the last episode too. The Spider-Man stuff was so compelling in this that I actually went back to watch Spider-Man: Homecoming.
Yeah.
Like,
so somebody apparently I'm still editing the episode that I hope gets out today. Somebody apparently was knocking the power strip, so the board would cut out every once in a while. So we're missing chunks of audio through the whole night, which is fucking weird. But that's the only thing I come up with, because it's not – if the recorder stopped, I would physically have to turn it back on in order for it to keep recording again. But it looks like the power to the board, it just stops. And then 5 minutes later, it's back again. So I feel like somebody was knocking the thing on the ground.
Because there were a lot of people like going up and down
right.
on that stage.
So I feel like it was kind of getting unplugged and then kind of plugged in, and it was just kind of teetering. So it was kind of fucked up. So I don't know what we ended up getting as far as like all of that audio goes. But it's still, I think the first part was still like an hour and 20. And then the next ones are all like 10 minutes and 20 minutes.
Well,
and
hopefully it
so
works
we'll
out.
We'll see. So. Yeah, yeah.
Something will come of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So how are you liking doing the little side episodes?
They're good. Right now, it's just like me coming up with shit and then the questions and Tim just showing up and tripping in. Nice. But I'm going to try to get him to do more.
That's kind of how I feel.
I do my best.
That's my life, bro. Just fucking deal with it. It's my whole life.
I don't say that in a weird way.
To be fair.
Honestly, it's comical.
The only thing you do is come up with a topic and record. I still do the rest anyways.
It's true. It's true. No, I'm not like, it's comical because you've been in our Facebook chats where I'm like, what do you want to do? And he's like, I'll just riff on what you want to do. I'm like, motherfucker, I have such a harder job than you.
I like the Harry Potter Star Wars discussion.
No, me too.
That was cool.
Evidently, a lot of people have opinions about that.
Yeah,
which I thought was really weird. Like,
I never even thought about it. And then somebody's like, that's a fucking ripoff. I was like, oh, all right.
Which I don't think it is. But.
So I was... So I picked up Conan Exiles, which is the open world like survival Conan game. Yeah, video game. So I've been playing that like super relentlessly, and as a consequence, I'm like, shit, I want to go back and like read all my Conan books. So I picked up my Conan, like the first volume, I'm reading that or whatever. And I thought to myself, man, I wonder if there's like a podcast about Conan. Like, that'd be really, really cool.
I bet there's more than one.
There's one.
There's only one?
I wrote in Conan the Barbarian, and I really only found one. There's a lot of individual shows that have done like podcasts about Conan.
You could record your own Conan podcast, and it's probably better than that guy's.
Well, so no, this is what's crazy to me. So I found one. It's called The Cromcast, which is a fucking amazing name for a show.
It is good.
So I looked at it. I was like, whoa, season 6? Holy shit. I go back. They've got, you know, like about as many episodes as we have.
Right.
They've been doing it since like 2013 or something like that. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start at the beginning. Let's do this. Literally the only podcast I've listened to for like 3 days. So I was like, oh, man, I really want to listen to their side thing because I've only listened to the Action Comics 1000.
Right.
Like, oh, but Cromcast. Like, and then as I'm listening to Cromcast, I'm like, shit, I've got to like listen to those Wendy Tarion books before the convention.
Oh, right.
So I've been putting those into my head for like 2 days.
Nice.
Now, so
it is actually a good podcast.
It is a really good podcast.
So what you should do, if you wanted to do more stuff like that, instead of doing it for this, you should do it for our YouTube channel.
Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that. Like, I've actually, like, thought about doing...
Just send me the video files. I'll do the rest. Okay. If you want to just do the work of recording something and putting it in front of a video, just send it to me. I'll handle the rest. I literally have time where I do fucking nothing, and I can just sit down at a computer. Because I think sometimes you get bogged down with not being able to do all of the rest of the stuff.
Yeah.
But if you fucking read it, if you read a comic book and you want to do, like, a 5-minute review on it, record it and send it to me.
Okay.
I'll do the rest.
I'll start doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
because we can get way more content out that way because I can't sometimes do that part, but I can sit at a computer and do the rest of the shit. So
I'm gonna send you out. I'll send you a little outline about what I want to do for a Conan thing. Oh, man. That must be
it's
kind of Red
eyes.
Bull.
It's my eyes. My eyes hurt.
When you took a sip of that Red Bull, it looked like you took a sip of like tequila or something. You're like, oh.
No, my eyes hurt.
I'll send you an outline of what I want to do, and then I'll probably record a few videos. And
are we ever going to do the weird, bad movie thing?
I started working on that last week.
Nice, okay.
Because I'm doing like all the intros for them by myself, and then I'm organizing everybody. So,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so Cromcast, really fun. Conan the Barbarian. If you haven't read those books, like... And you're a book reader, totally worth your time. Because they're basically short stories.
Oh, okay.
So you get like a 200-page book that's got like 6 really cool stories in it. So they're fun.
I hate
easy
Conan.
Reads.
Get the fuck out of my house.
No one hates Conan.
Dude, how can you hate Conan?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know anything about Conan.
Oh, dude.
I know Conan, the redhead.
Yeah.
Very dissimilar.
Oh no! I bet Conan O'Brien's pretty strong.
I mean, maybe.
I don't think so.
Do you think he can climb?
He's fucking like 8 foot tall.
I know.
So maybe. I don't think he's very strong. He looks like he weighs about 20 pounds.
He does look pretty skinny. Well, what else have you guys been doing? Like, that literally consumed my week this week.
I haven't been doing any entertainment stuff. Yeah, I've been literally been working in the garden for every night that I've been home and all my weekends.
Literally the most Mexican episode of this.
I know, right? Right? We laid cement down. Yeah. I finally finished the cement. I mean, I have topics to talk about, but for the week, I haven't really. I've been doing a lot of gardening, backyard stuff.
Yeah, like pop culture topics, like things I've been doing, but I've just been working more than normal.
And that's a lot.
Yeah.
You fucking work a lot.
Yeah, it's been kicking up.
Well, I'll go through my last three things that I actually, like, media consume. Arrow County. I've been catching up on that. I know it's, like, in its last volume.
Yeah. I'm behind, I think, like 10 issues.
I'm definitely behind, like, about 6 issues still, but...
It's a book I want to read that I haven't read it.
Oh, dude,
that
good.
Book is so good.
It's good. You like, should definitely really, really read it.
I'm excited to see where the ending goes.
I'm so
like,
sad.
There's so much.
I think that's why I'm like, I don't want to read it.
There's so much flip flopping between the main character, like in the end, in like this second to last volume, and going into the last volume of, is she good or is she bad? You know, and it's fucking cool as hell how they keep turning it on its head, like almost every other issue. Like I love it. On Netflix, I've been watching this show called Fastest Car. So. Like forever ago, I lost my license because I was racing my car, and then I didn't have a license for like 5 years. But so it's fun to watch. Like the show is there's four cars that are going to drag race each other. One car is always like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or something like that that some like rich fucking douche nugget owns. And the other three cars are always like sleeper cars. Like so there's like a dude with a... Like a 1983 Pinto that goes like 115 miles an hour. Or like this guy that made like a chopped down truck from like a 31 cab and a 27 bed. And it goes like 150. You know, I mean, it's just like super, super cool, like old ass beat up cars that they've just like souped up.
Nice.
And it's just it's fun to watch, but it's done kind of documentary style. So each episode is like an hour long and they spend time with like each driver and like what motivates them to drive and like why they like racing. And like it's just it's way more in depth than here's four fast cars racing each other.
Right.
Like and it ends up being a really, really cool show. Mel hates it for some reason.
She probably doesn't like cars.
No, we watch Top Gear all the time. She
but they're funny.
Show. These guys are funny sometimes too. It's the show takes itself a little more seriously, but
I don't like car shows at all.
Yeah.
But my buddy who works at Honda too, he is a fucking car fiend. Like he loves cars.
Well, you got to tell
him. And he loves Top Gear. And so he was watching it because he got an Amazon because it's on Amazon, I think.
Yeah, the new show is.
Yeah, and Grand so Tour. he was watching it, and the dudes are just weird and they're funny.
They're
and
hilarious.
I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, they're cool. They're kind of what make that show. The
even
cars
if,
are
even
whatever.
If you don't
to
like
me.
Cars,
yeah,
that show's entertaining.
They're funny. Yeah.
No, so fuck you, Amazon Prime. Fuck you in the ass. No real reason. I do like the service, but you need to fucking notify people before you renew your $140 a year. You just like get a bill. Like, I mean, luckily I don't like cap out my bank account, but I thought back to myself like, you know, 5 years ago when I did. Like, that would have fucked me over in the younger days. Just opened my bank. I'm like, why do I? What the? Oh, Amazon Prime.
One of my friends posted
on
Facebook.
Oh, buddy, we use the shit out of Amazon Prime. Holy crap.
Yeah.
And a year, it's a yearly, so you forget.
Oh, yeah.
It's not monthly. Yeah.
One of my friends posted that they took $1.27 out of his bank account for his car payment, and he's like, what the fuck happened?
$1.27?
$1.27. Wow, that's so fucking he called weird. The bank. He's like, why did they only take out $1.27? They're like, because you just finished paying off your car. He's all, oh. Like, you've just been paying it off so regularly, completely forgotten. So
that's funny.
Last thing that I consume media-wise, we got copies of Wendy Terrian's books because we're going to be interviewing her at Denver Comic Con. And so we get like.
That name sounds familiar, but I can't think of it.
So we get PDFs.
She's
local.
Yeah, she's local, but I don't. I mean, we interviewed her last year too, but he wanted to reread, and then read her next two. I don't know where you're at on three of them.
If you interviewed her last year, that's probably where the name's coming from in my brain.
So you know, they send us PDFs when it's like novels and stuff like that. And obviously, sure, I can't sit down and read like a 300 page PDF. Like, I don't have time for that. Yeah. So I got one of those voice readers.
Oh.
And so I've been listening to it as like an audiobook.
That's cool.
And I finished the first book day before yesterday and about halfway done with the second book. And holy shit, they're like a lot of fun.
So the second and third books are the same, but from different vantage points is what she told me.
They aren't. Like, the second book is like a continuation of the story. I think the third book is the same as the second book.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that what I said? The second and third books?
I guess I got confused.
Yeah, the second and third books I think are the same plot wise, but they're from two different characters' points of view,
which is totally awesome.
It's cool.
Like, there's this. So what happens? So there's the plot is very simple. Like, there's this thing called the Rampart, and the Rampart separates us from cryptids. Okay, so like, you know, Bigfoot and stuff like that.
Right.
And, like, the two, like, the humans, you know, are destroying the environment. And then, so there's a segment of cryptids that want to destroy the Rampart so they can get rid of humans so that they can, like, renew the Earth,
right,
basically. So the first book, you know, goes into the main character and, like, his basically initiation into what's going on.
Right.
Right. So the second book, he meets, like, the overarching group that's supposed to be protecting the Rampart. But, like, there's been this infiltration by, like, the cryptids into it. And, like, it's turned into, like, this weird, like, dystopian cult thing that's going on. So he's stuck in, like, this really weird situation.
Nice.
And I can totally see, like, the character that I think the third book is going to be from her perspective. I can totally see how she would do that. So I'm really excited to finish it up.
Iron Fist wasn't there to protect him, huh?
No, Iron Fist was not there to protect him.
So too busy bitching.
Too busy telling everybody the Iron Fist.
That Netflix show is really just about him bitching a lot.
And reminding
everybody. I'm the Iron Fist. Why won't you just got one fist?
Haven't even figured out how to use the other fist. It's a pretty cool book. Like, and the second one is gearing up to be really cool too. Like I said, I'm about halfway through it.
Nice. So
I'll definitely be done by the time the convention happens, because I only have like 5 hours of listening left on the second book, and the third book is about the same length,
nice,
which was about 8 hours. So
I think I'm going to
be done by like Wednesday.
We have a few interviews already set up. I thought a cool idea would be to make a video and then send it to our Patreon supporters to see if they have any questions for these people.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Maybe be able to help, you know, with some questions. So
yeah,
I think that'd be cool.
Sweet. We can do that on your phone before we break today.
I'm going to have some questions.
I'll ask questions, these guys. Did you know if you solidified, I'm not going to say the name, but solidified the interview that we talked about?
Oh, no, I don't know yet.
The super secret interview?
I'm supposed to know early next week.
Ooh. Okay.
So he's there. I think he's only there a couple of days. So I think that's why they're there. But it's cool because so that guy's a bigger name. I think if you're into comics, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a bigger name. So
I would say in the world of comics, like in the world of pop culture, he's probably lesser known.
Right.
But in the world of comics, he's honestly a huge name.
He's probably one of the more.
He's definitely one of the more well-known comic personalities, yeah. But
I bet you at a Comic-Con nowadays, he's probably not even that super pop. I bet like a lot of TV stars and stuff get way more.
Oh, for sure. Than absolutely. Him. Absolutely.
So I emailed these people and quick, I got a response like, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Let me look into it, you know? So I was like, oh, fuck, that's really crazy. That was fast.
That's weird.
Yeah, and so it makes me laugh because I'm going to say this guy's name out loud. I'm trying to get an interview with Jason Lewis, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not. He's an actor. He's done the movie Lucifer. He's done a lot of people know him from Sex and the City, and he's done a lot of like crime, CSI and stuff like that. And I'm literally on the fourth fucking person in his management team, like, I'm gonna loop these people in, I'm gonna loop these people in, let's see, well, we'll loop these people in. And I'm like, will you fucking just tell me yes or no? I don't need to talk to your whole goddamn team. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ, you haven't done anything. And it
Mr.
makes
Lewis's
me mad
grandma. I really would love it if your grandson did this interview.
interview. It doesn't make me mad, and because he's a big name or he's not a big name, it's so weird how celebrities are.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think a big part of it is like the divide between like Hollywood and how Hollywood does stuff, and the way like the comic book community does stuff. Like a lot of the comic book creators that are huge names, you can literally just walk up to them and be like, "Hey, will you do an interview with me?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, like let's do it in a couple hours." You know, yeah.
It's just weird to me. I'm like, I don't need to talk to all of the people in your management team. Can somebody just give me an answer? Like, really? You're not that big of a name. And that's not an insult. It's just the truth. Like, I'm nobody. I get it. So just say no to me if you're going to say no to me. Like, I'm fine with that. I'll move on.
Maybe they don't know that we're not a big name, though. They're like, ooh, they have a fancy podcast name.
It's funny. It's funny because we're a part of the Denver Comic Con press group. Like anybody who has press credentials, that's the only people who can be in it. And Denver
name dropping.
Denver Comic Con and Colorado Springs Comic Con are weird because they don't help you with anything. They give you the badges and you have to go do all the work for yourself, which is fine. But there's been a couple people who are like, "Hey, I haven't gotten any emails or anything for interviews. What's going on?" And it's like, "Well, you're not going to do it." Yeah. Jason, the guy who does it all, he's like, "You've got to do all the legwork yourself." Like I'm excited to see what the difference is between that and San Diego because Barbara at Fanbase Press has been giving me some advice and some tips and things like that. But she says we're not going to be able to keep up with all the emails that we'll get about San Diego Comic-Con because they want you to go cover this or that. Or, you know, it's not a guarantee that you'll get into everything, but they want you to cover. And that's what I don't understand about cons like this. And I don't know if it's because they're just smaller and it just is what it is, but I don't understand why they don't go. Here's 10 spots for Jason Momoa. Who's going to sign up for him first? And those first 10 people sign up and that's it. Like,
I think it's
weird to me.
There's got to be another tier of press that's like television news press and stuff like that, that they're handing those interviews to. But what's crazy about it is it's not like you turn on the television news and Jason Momoa is going to be on it. He should be, but he's not going to be. Like, I don't understand like the separation, like I don't get where the separation is and how to like break into that next level. Like, what is it that you have to be doing for them to be like, "Oh yeah, that's a big name"?
Well, Jason was finally Jason. He gave us some praise. He's like, "Man, you guys are killing it with the all," because we have probably 6 or 7 interviews booked right now, and another 4 I think that are pending, waiting for their for their schedules, but have told us they want to do them. And so he's like, "You guys are doing fucking amazing." And so I think just keeping on and doing that stuff in his eyes will help. I just don't know if we have to be like a fucking
a
9 News
level,
or something for
or
it to matter,
even like a certain level of subscription. I just don't know.
I don't know. I'm excited.
I'm not going to say names about a certain podcaster that annoys the shit out of me, but like I know our show's better than his, and we do way better interviews than he does.
You know who the fuck you are.
He probably does.
I don't know who it is. So.
I guarantee he doesn't listen to the show. He's a fucking prick. But
oh wow, all right.
Damn,
I love him.
I love con season. This is my favorite.
Oh, you love him. I do and I don't. Like, there's a part of me that's like, "Oh, I can't wait to go do this stuff," and then there's a part of me that's like, "I'm already so tired."
Wear shorts. Be cool.
Don't wear my knee
brace. Don't wear your fucking giant. I know it makes you feel good, but it's so fucking hot.
No, that doesn't bother me. That's not what wears me out. What wears me out is that I'm a fat fuck. Like,
a lot of tub to haul around, man.
You want me to get you an ADA pass?
No. No, I don't need an ADA pass.
Realize how strong our legs are if we would just get skinny.
Dude, I'm not here to brag about my weight loss, but I've definitely lost like
I meant skinny.
Yeah, like, that's never gonna happen.
But could you imagine how strong your legs would be at that point,
dude? If I like weighed
have like a 10-foot vert and shit.
If I weighed as much as Juan, I could probably like leg press 700,000 pounds.
Wow, that's a lot
just from carrying around my fucking fat ass all the time. I'm excited. I'm really excited for the convention.
I cannot wait.
There's interviews that like I don't want to talk about them now because I hate jinxing shit. But there's definitely some interviews that we have that I'm super, super excited.
And a couple that we're waiting on that I think will be exciting if we get them.
Yeah. I try not to look at the email because there's twofold. I hate ruining the surprise for myself when you tell me like who we're going to interview. But the other thing is I'll click on an email and open it, and I know that when you go in the email, you're like, oh, we have no new emails. I'm like, shit, I forgot to text Juan to tell him there was a new email that I opened.
Yeah, bitch.
It's usually on accident because they all go to my phone, and it'll say, you have a new email, and I just click on the thing, and it opens up. I was like, shit, this is like a podcast email.
And I'm moving on. So when I like for Matt Smith, because I don't think we'll get an interview with him, but I'll send an email to his people and I won't get a response. So then I'll send an email to the next person on his people. And then I just keep moving down until somebody says yes or no, or I just don't ever hear anything. So I'm on the second round of that right now.
I definitely saw an email that was an out of office, like that was hilarious to me. Just like, I am out of the office. Yeah.
Forever Juan.
Forever Juan.
I'm okay. I'm all right with that.
I know. Just be funny.
We've gotten told no so many times. Like, it's fine.
Sure.
But you don't know unless
like Bill
you
Paxton's
fucking try
people
it.
Just won't get the fuck back to us.
Oh, you
idiot.
Dude,
I saw it. I was talking to, I forget who I was talking to, and they were talking about they wanted to do a podcast, and they're like, how do you guys get interviews and blah, blah, blah. I was like, literally, Juan just emails people, and like they either say yes or they say no. Oh, I know who it was. It was Travis, because Travis does a radio show.
Travis Nerdstore? Nerdstore. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. That guy.
So he does like a radio show on like the local AM station. He's like, how do you guys get interviews? I'm like, Juan just emails people. He's like, oh, I had a couple people tell me no, and like it just frustrated me, so I stopped. I was like, that's a really weird way to do that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like,
well, so,
I feel
so
like way more people are going to say no.
You have to treat emails like just like a non-existent thing. You just like shoot them out in the universe, and if they come back good, sweet.
Yeah.
And if they come back bad, who gives a fuck?
If you get a yes, you schedule it, and if you get a no, fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
there's fun. So the biggest thing that I've seen is that people personal. Just don't know how. Yeah. It's never personal because we're nobodies.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. But
maybe.
A lot of people just don't know.
Shoot a load, and only one of those sperms makes it to the egg. All the other sperms just die in a vast wilderness of vagina.
Wow, huh. In the vast, wow.
I don't know what kind of vagina.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
in, but
yeah.
They're typically not vast.
Well, to a sperm, they're vast.
That's valid. That's valid.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about my penis, which but is average sized, obviously.
Most people just don't know where to find emails, and they're not willing to spend that because I pay for IMDb Prime, Pro, IMDb Pro.
Yeah,
and
you
it's,
can't say Prime. Amazon will.
Yeah, and it's money every month that you got to pay for, but you get all of that stuff. You get the manager's email, publicist, you get phone numbers, you get all of that shit. And so it's easier, but just because you have the information doesn't – I could send out 100 emails tomorrow and maybe two people will email me sure. back and be like, no, and one will say yes. And that's the way it is.
So have you ever emailed like two people in somebody's management tree and had one of them say yes and one of them say no?
Never.
Oh, man.
I had so recently funny. I had one person just not answer me at all, and then I emailed the other person in the management team in the same company. Because sometimes one management company will represent you for some things and a different management company will represent you for other things. But I had emailed the other person in the same company, and she replied back to me, but she looped in the first guy. And then the first guy finally said something to me again. So it was pretty cool. I was like, oh, fuck. It took the other person saying, hey,
right.
talk to this guy.
That's the other person saying, hey, Jim, do your fucking job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly an example. Someone who does their job and someone who doesn't.
You know she got up from her cubicle, walked over to his cubicle and be like, what about this one guy, asshole? Like, are you ever going
to
email him back so that
you know how much
he doesn't
people
keep
like
fucking
that?
Me, you fucking whore? Like,
it's like your job is representing cool people doing cool shit. And you don't fucking do it.
Oh, dude. My
job is sending beef, and I do it all the fucking time.
Yeah, but there's people, like, everything that you do that's a job, like, eventually you may not hate it, but you're going to get tired of doing it eventually.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And like,
but you do it anyway.
You don't know. Maybe
kills
he's like
your
a
soul.
Week away from vacation and he's just like, man, fuck this. I cannot wait till Wednesday. Like, I cannot wait till Wednesday when I get to turn on my I'm away from office. And then, boom, wand game outside the long box. What
so,
the fuck?
So I actually fixed that.
You know, I've never clicked that out in two and a half years of working on
my channel. So now we each have, it wasn't even me, it was Heather, to be fair, but we each have our own. So when you send somebody an email, you can change the just the outside the long box. It be Juan at TOTLB.com or Gabe at TOTLB.com. So that's how it comes across now. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
We have literally talked about nothing, no news, just things that we want to talk about.
Isn't that what we always talk about?
Is
there,
we want it's to talk funny.
There's not like
it
a lot of exciting news, I don't feel like.
Juan has some, otherwise he wouldn't have brought it up.
No, no. I mean, The Walking Dead, Rick Grimes might be leaving, but...
I don't.
So that's interesting.
I don't feel like that reinvigorates the show. I think that's like the death knell of the show, I think probably.
So you think?
I think the Fear the Walking Dead is taking over anyway. Fear the Walking Dead this season is one of my favorite seasons of Walking Dead things, period. Fear the Walking Dead this season is badass.
It's a cool flashback kind of playing with the timeline kind of thing. It's really cool. It's been good.
And it's just the story's really good. The new characters
are
all
good. The new characters are good. Yeah. There's a fucking gunslinger dude.
Good season, dude.
So when I saw the article that was like Andrew Lincoln's going to leave The Walking Dead and they're going to pay Norman Reedus more.
Right.
To like take over as the role, I was like, "Oh, so this will be their last season,
probably."
Like that's all I could think of because
they're gonna eke one, maybe two more seasons out of it after that. Yeah,
I don't.
And
think
Laura
it's...
Cohen is leaving too. Laura Cohen, Maggie,
she is?
Maggie,
yeah.
She's only signed on for six or nine episodes in this next season too.
Jesus,
because she got a new show. On a different station that's just starting, and some station picked it. I don't know what the new show is, but...
But basically, she just doesn't have time for both.
Yeah. It's insane.
Is that new one paying her more?
I don't assume so. There's no way. You think?
Yeah. Dude.
Like, that Walking Dead check's probably pretty fat,
but, I mean, also, she's been doing it for... It'll be nine seasons. Oh, like, yeah.
And to be fair,
you want
to
move on.
I think The Walking Dead only like pays you when you're on the show.
I feel like I would treat money like that. Like I do vehicles. Like, I'm going to ride this bitch till they ain't, like, wheels on it.
Until
no
the wheels literally fucking fall off.
But
are
I mean,
you going to give me $1 million like, to be in an
like,
episode?
Like Steve's old car when the passenger seat fell off and then he decided to get a new car?
But what I'm saying, if they are paying her $1 million, because the cast is so huge, maybe she's only on six episodes a season. Whereas if they're paying her $500,000 to do this other show and she's the main character, she's probably going to get more money out of the other show.
No, I don't know. It's just weird to me, but I guess people want
it is weird
shit.
That you kill off Carl and then the rats start to jump ship.
Yeah. Well, it's gotta be what it feels like.
I feel like that was a bad move still to this day.
It was weird.
It just wasn't like the show didn't need it. I don't know why you did it.
And it makes like so for the entire run of the show, the comic book and the show have been like parallel.
Right.
They've been different, but they've been like largely
pretty close.
Parallel. So that, you know, you can kind of follow what's going to happen. You can be excited for things. And like that was part of the thing for the comic book fans that made it exciting is you could speculate what things are they going to keep and what things are they going to change and what are they going to do with that. So to just like outright kill Carl is such a huge divergence from like the source material that it stops being The Walking Dead,
right.
Based on the Walking Dead comic book. It just starts being its own weird thing. You have no idea. There's nothing to speculate about. There's nothing to be excited about. You know, I'm not personally invested in, will there be whispers anymore? Because who gives a fuck? Like,
and it doesn't even.
Cass is leaving and like Carl's dead.
It doesn't even really sound like it anymore. Like, I don't know. It sounds like the new World Order storyline is going to happen way quicker than it was supposed to. This is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
And it's just weird. I don't know.
It's
Fear the Walking Dead has been fucking balls to
like,
the walls.
Yeah,
it's been really good.
Push that storyline into Fear the Walking Dead.
And like that, I think that's what makes the most sense is to continue a story in Fear the Walking Dead where it's not attached to something else. Like if they wanted to wrap up The Walking Dead, they should have just gotten to the all-out war storyline. You know, and gotten to where the communities are kind of set up and working with each other.
Right.
And then stop that. said, this is the end of this show. We're going to leave those people to just live in peace, you know, and those that read the comic book know that that's not really what happens, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And you can pick it up, but you could pick it up in three, four years if you wanted to.
As a revival.
Yeah. You could do another Fear the Walking Dead. You can continue to do shows based off of the universe, but with different groups of people.
Exactly. And that makes more sense, and it probably would be more effective, but now they're just... they're shitting on the main show, and it's making it kind of...
it's weird.
It's making people not want it.
The other thing is, I felt like killing Carl honestly made him keeping Negan alive make less sense.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what your dead son wants you to do. If someone offs your son, you probably kill that fucker.
Yeah.
Considering everyone else wants you to kill that fucker.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the comics, everybody else wants him to kill that guy, but...
but Carl's the guy who's there who's saying, no, don't do it, Dad, the whole time. You know what I mean?
Not
but he doesn't have that person there in his ear anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird.
Bad call. Bad Walking Dead.
Go stand in the corner.
Nobody.
What else?
Nobody. Going back to a show that's...
nobody puts Walking Dead in the corner.
Yeah, nobody.
That's super dead. 2 days ago, I bought all the seasons of Babylon 5. I don't know why.
It's good.
So I started watching it again. There's no fucking way I can watch every episode of that show again because it's taxing. Like, it's a good show, but
it's crying?
Dated. No, it's
just, no. The special effects on it are terrible.
Dated. So
Mel watched it probably 2 or 3 years back. Mel went through the full run, watched all of them again, and I read books. It was so bad. I was just like the show itself is good. The plot is cool, but just watching it is like.
I got through one episode in 3 days, but.
Oh, wow.
I thought I was going to I saw it bundled.
Yeah.
For cheap. And I was like, oh, I used to love this fucking show. And then I was like, these shows are hard to fucking watch. But. I'm betting there's a lot of Babylon 5 fans in the Thinking Outside the Long Box universe.
I don't know.
I bet there are.
I have no
idea. Let us know. If you're a big Babylon 5 fan, let us know what you think.
Also, let us know what's the best episodes.
What's the comparison episodes in Babylon 5? What's close to Babylon 5?
I don't think anything currently.
No,
it doesn't have to be current.
Lex. Early TNG.
Stargate,
a little bit.
Because I've been doing a question poll of I like these Facebook polls. Maybe I'll do one today.
Dude, which do you like better, Stargate or Babylon 5?
Okay.
Yeah, I think those are two pretty along the line.
Analog, yeah. I think the Stargate. Yeah. I think the Stargate TV show has better special effects.
Well, by far,
by a long shot.
And the first episode has full frontal, which
what?
Way better than the first episode of Babylon 5. No full frontal there.
It's a robot full frontal in Babylon 5. His fucking robot dick is just swinging around.
That was excited. It's mechanical. How does it swing?
Did you ever watch Lex?
Yeah.
That show was fucking weird, man.
I don't think I watched all of Lex.
Mel binge-watched that shit, too. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
You say she watches a lot of shows that I don't fucking see her watching.
She loves science fiction shows.
Nice. That's cool.
We've gone through all of the new run of Battlestar Galactica. She's gone through all of Babylon 5. She went through all of Lex.
Babylon Galactica is fucking great.
She went through a bunch of Stargate. Every once in a while, she'd be like, let's watch 70 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. I'm like, okay, sold. I fucking love that show.
I do, too.
That show's
great. I can't wait for Star Trek to come back. It was good.
The new one?
It was good.
I think we made it halfway through the season and just got caught up with something else. I want to finish it.
It didn't keep my... It errated, so much of Star Wars, or Star Trek, though.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this technology that we still don't have at the end of fucking Voyager.
Yeah.
And way before any of it happened, I'm like, what the fuck?
You know what show caught me off guard with how much I fucking loved it was The Orville.
I love that show.
Too. That was so a great good. Show. Is it coming back?
Yeah.
Orville was good.
Whole season.
It is. Ralph Garman is going to be in it more this next season.
I can't fucking wait. Hollywood Babylon.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to
go to Hollywood Babylon 2. I fucking forgot about that.
Dude, I'm so excited
for
that.
They brought back Babylon. Or not Babylon. You motherfucker. They brought back Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right?
Yes. They canceled it and then saved it.
Somebody else bought it. Or the company that had
happened a couple times.
The rights took it back over.
I was happy. Dude, that show's fucking good.
Dude, we were literally watching it last night. That's one of my favorite shows on TV. Man.
Terry Crews is hilarious.
Dude, so the guy that plays the captain, Captain Holt, is like genuinely perfectly suited for the role. The episode we watched last night, part of the subplot of it is that Gina Linetti, his assistant, so she has a baby. Yeah. Okay, so she's not going to come back. She decides she's not going to come back to work. So they hire somebody else for like this brief moment. And Captain Holt says to him, when you fill out forms, I need you to use black ink only, not blue ink. I am not a street artist. It's like the greatest line ever. I don't know why it made me laugh so hard that for some reason, like using blue ink on paperwork equates to graffiti for him.
That's funny. It's the only kind of pens we can use is blue at work.
Tim, that joke would be hilarious if you're here, but you're not because you're a fucking bitch.
Yeah. I fucking hate you.
I mean, I don't hate you, but...
Say it without laughing.
I think it's weird that you're not here.
This is me waving at
you. Who's washing your clothes right now?
Nobody.
What is he doing? What did you say he was doing? I'm sorry.
So he's trying to save money because he has a convention. So
he's not being here saving money.
Oh, and it costs him money to get down here?
He has to drive down here.
I could just give him money for that.
Well, you text him that. Don't tell me that. I don't... He's not my child or anything.
Tim, I can give you $20, bro. It's not a big deal.
We'll siphon gas out of Gabe's car. It's fine.
don't do that, 'cause then I can't get back and forth to work. No, what I think part of it, too, is that he's working on stuff for it, too. Like art and stuff like that.
Oh, art.
Yeah. Sucking dick, obviously. Yeah. That is the
In the
art.
Middle of nowhere, in the middle of the day.
Juicy is Colored God. Zatanna.
Yeah. She has a giant nose is the only thing that I saw that was kind of weird, but otherwise I like it.
I like it. I dig it.
I'd buy it.
I'm so attracted to women with giant noses, so.
The juice.
Catch this. With your nose.
Wow. Huh.
It's like a water balloon.
A lot of nostrils.
Wow. Yeah, I gotcha. I'm there.
Hey, fuck you, Tim.
All right.
Roseanne? Should we talk about Roseanne?
Fucking racist little bitch. She's a
Of all the people to call her out on it, of course it's you.
I was joking all those times, Roseanne.
You're fired.
So
I heard Rogan talk about it. Did you hear? Mm-mm. So Joe Rogan called her, I guess, because they're semi-friends. They're comedians. And according to her, she was like...
Is Roseanne a comedian, though?
She was a long time ago. I know before the first Roseanne came out, she was legit stand. No, I mean, that's before I was alive, but I think that actually was before
I was
alive.
That was a long fucking time ago.
But
fucking old bastard.
According to her, this new work schedule, because she hasn't really done anything in a long time, just fucked her up. She had bronchitis. She was taking a lot more Ambien than she's used to taking to sleep, and she was drinking a lot heavier, and she just kind of went on like a... I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, Twitter page.
A racist tirade.
Yeah. Which, you know, we can all relate to.
No,
we can.
We all
no,
we who?
Can.
Yeah.
You can probably, but
I don't use Twitter.
I don't go on Twitter even when I'm upset, drunk, and on Ambien and call black people monkeys.
But like, our president does.
Yeah, because surely he is the paragon of being a fucking piece of shit.
You fired her ass quick, though.
So what did really Rogan say? Was he defending her?
No, he said clearly, I mean, he would have to know, clearly he doesn't hang out with her every day and that she's the only one who knows what she really meant, but he doesn't think she was lying to him.
Yeah.
Regardless of
About
that,
being sorry.
Yeah, and regardless, and that she didn't know that the woman was black. That's another thing she said.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't buy for a second.
If you look at her, I think she looks Hawaiian, though.
Yeah, but, okay, so this is what I don't buy.
Yeah.
What does Planet of the Apes have to do with her character? You know what I'm saying?
I think she was making the quote that she looks like that chick from Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
I don't know.
So why does she look like the chick from Planet of the Apes?
Probably because she's blacky. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like if somebody is going to get compared to a monkey because of their visual appearance, like your immediate response should be, I'm not going to say this because...
She doesn't have to be black. I mean, I kind of look like a chimpanzee. It's a joke, you know what I mean? Like it's... But well, she did. She owned it at first.
I have a baboon ass.
She owned it at first. She said, "I'm sorry, I was wrong." And then her supporters were going, don't fucking apologize. The left this and the left that. And it emblazoned her, I think, to be like, I'm going to look into all my options. I think I got fired wrongly. You know what I mean? She gets all these people who support her who are like that. Don't be sorry for that. Just see, be sorry and move on. Like, you can't got ride fired. That I get it.
You got to learn how to walk it. You can't ride that wagon too hard. They're like, fuck you, Blackie. I'll do what I want. But you can't do the whole, like, woe is me either. You just got, it was just a joke. I'm a comedian. I made a joke. Fuck, it didn't go over well. I didn't think about it. My bad.
Right.
And then, like, go on from there.
Because that's what most comedians do. They say, you know, sorry I told this joke. Like, it wasn't funny. I thought it was funny. I fucked up. Like, it happens. But instead of doing that, like, probably a large portion of the people that supporting her were like, don't apologize for saying racist things, are mad because she got fired.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, right.
But she has to understand that. Like, a company in the current political climate, a company sees something like that happens, watches it blow up, and they have to say, nope, this is not on us.
Yeah.
You're all fired because fuck that shit. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Well,
they
should
have done. That's what Kevin Smith said. Which is they should have just fired her and kept the show going.
Which they're actually trying to do.
Because this show is a lot – like he was right. This season is not even so much about Roseanne. It's just her family continues.
Well, that's more what makes me mad. When you're the forefront of a fucking show or a movie, don't act like an idiot. Like it's not just your $1 million job you're fucking with.
You're fucking over like an entire cast and crew.
And the fucking crew. That's the biggest thing. Like
some dude
like all these other people get
$25,000 a year.
Yeah,
is
John Goodman is a millionaire. The daughter is a millionaire. Like all these other people have money, I'm sure. But you're fucking up people, normal people, the lighting people and the sound people.
And the sound and stuff.
It's
like,
fucking. They're like, yes, we're gonna go on for 2 or 3 more seasons. And then you fuck it up in one season. It's just crazy.
And I think that's what bugs me.
Can you imagine that?
I haven't.
I'd be like, fucking pissed.
You're like working paycheck to paycheck, and you're like, fucking Roseanne.
I'd be so mad.
Like, and I might be wrong. I haven't seen this.
I also don't know how these jobs work. But maybe they fluidly go into other shows.
I don't really.
They don't.
Like, they apply and get hired to other stuff. They work in a union, so they'll go back to the union hall.
Yeah.
And then, like, when a new show comes up, they'll pull people out of the hall to go work on new shows. So
it's just cool because I can imagine you being on the crew going, fuck, I got onto a show that is super popular and it's going to be around for a long time. You know, it was pretty popular. It got renewed quick.
It got a huge, huge pop at, like for the first like 2 or 3 episodes. And by the finale, it had really dropped off.
But it had already been renewed for second season. Like you think you're going to be on there for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then you get it cut short because one moron doesn't know when to keep her fucking mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
And then her fans don't know how the fucking First Amendment works, and they think that you can't be fired from your fucking normal job. Like, that's not how freedom of speech works.
Well, like I said, I mean, to their benefit, we have a president pretty much just who doesn't believe that either and gets no punishment for what he says.
Like, I think the thing that bugs me the most, and I might be wrong.
That crossover and fans, probably pretty huge.
Like, correct me if I'm wrong. But, like, I don't feel like Roseanne has, like, issued any kind of statement saying, hey, to, like, the cast and crew, my bad. Like, sorry.
At least not publicly.
Sorry I fucked it up for all of us. Like, I mean, and that's really where – that's really the part that, like, pisses me off. Like, people say whatever the fuck they want to say. Like, I don't think people should get fired for saying, like, you know, off-color shit. Like – even like in a lot of ways, like sexual harassment and stuff. Like if you take it too far and somebody's like, hey, dude, I don't appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me like that. Then yeah, like back off. But if you just say something off color, like in passing, people are going to be upset. Shit happens. Like Doyle says awful shit all the time. I say awful shit all the time. You say awful shit all the time. Doyle says more awful shit than most of us, though. Just saying.
But Tim, I have my own level.
So he's a fucking bitch ass piece of shit.
And he fucking hates city carriers.
Oh, yeah. Dude, probably just the post office.
I bet
bunkers.
He secretly is a city carrier.
He's like self-loathing.
He's been lying to us about his route this whole time.
It's for me, it's not the fact that they should or they shouldn't get fired. It's the fact that the freedom of speech doesn't stop you from getting fired if you do something.
It's,
it doesn't stop you from the consequences that come from your actions. It doesn't.
Exactly. Like, if you're going to say whatever it is that you're going to say, you got to be willing to own it. Like,
mm-hmm.
And man, does Doyle own the fuck out of it.
All of it. Shaq, if you're out there, it's open offer, buddy.
So then you, from there, you got the Samantha Bee. She called, right. She called Ivanka Trump a cunt.
So,
yeah, it's kind of is, you know.
No, whether I agree with you or not, that's the argument. There is, why did the fuck didn't she get fired? But is cunt really the same level of...
It's not racist.
Right, dude. Right.
Like,
it's personal.
It's personal.
It's like you personally are a cunt. Like, if, not black people look like monkeys. Difference.
Big difference. Yeah. Like if Roseanne Barr...
Some of them look like monkeys.
If Roseanne Barr called Rachel Maddow a cunt, I don't think she would have gotten fired.
No, I don't think so either.
Because that's just a personal opinion about somebody.
If she called Whoopi Goldberg a cunt who looks like a monkey from Planet of the Apes, and probably still fired.
Like, that's the thing. It's the racist aspect of it right. that's really troubling, you know? And the fact that she doesn't – that she literally didn't recognize, like, how fucked up of a thing that was to say about somebody – like,
I do believe it probably was drug and sleep deprived induced.
That's fine.
Turn your phone off.
Turn your phone off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That usually, yeah.
When you're an actor and a big name like that, it's not only will it maybe affect what's going on now, somebody might not hire you in the future because you acted like an idiot.
Oh, probably multiple people.
So, when we went to see Chris Hardwick, they had the bag to put your phone in. I feel like, you know, people should be like, take the Ambien, Ziploc the phone. Like, I'm going to give this to my kid. My kid can unlock it in the morning when I'm not fucking in a drunken, drugged out
you
super.
You see Ambien like, release their Ambien's rebuttal?
Oh, yeah.
That one of the side effects isn't racism. I mean...
Oh,
we've made progress.
Maybe it is.
Like, I feel like we've made progress in the United States, at least in the fact that, like, 20, 30 years ago, she could have said that out loud on TV.
And
people would have been like, wow, that's kind of messed up. And then that's all that would have happened, you know, whereas
20
now,
is a stretch,
like,
I think.
You cannot say that shit. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
I think as short a time ago as before Trump became president, I think that she would have gotten shit for it, but I don't think she would have gotten fired.
I don't think so either. That's probably pretty accurate.
But... yeah, it's increased. It's getting hard out there for a pimp. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
For a racist pimp,
I sure don't. I am neither a pimp nor a racist.
Yeah. I'm definitely not one of those things.
Just a prick.
Yeah. I hate everyone equally,
but not racially.
No, I don't even see color.
I'm only racist against juggalos.
I'm fucking
colorblind.
I was just gonna say I'm colorblind. Everybody looked green to me.
Did Jared ever tell you that story about juggalos? When Jared almost got us killed by like a tour van of juggalos.
Pack of juggalos?
Yeah.
I like to think of them as a pack.
They were like literally on a giant Winnebago, like 30 of them, and we're in a convenience store, and Jared's like, man, I hate ICP faggots, like really loud. And I was like, you know, they're not super tough, but there are 800 of them.
And they literally carry hatchets around.
Oh, shit.
I had a juggalo threaten me with a hatchet once. I was like, swing that. Let's see what happens. Like, you're definitely going to miss because you weigh like 50 pounds. You're like 5'3".
You get one shot, motherfucker.
If you miss, I'm going to kick you in the balls until you die.
It was an ICP kid. I forget what concert it was at where I had a straight edge kid slash me the razor.
Yeah.
And then I punched his fucking face in.
Yeah.
And his friends were like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? And I was like, because I'm bleeding out of my fucking arm.
I had a dude cut me with a razor at a Slayer show once. It was fucking awful.
Yeah, I had to get stitches for that shit.
He was trying to slay you, bro.
He was. Like, fuck that shit. I don't bring a razor to a mosh pit. Fuck you, man. Who does that?
Oh, that's
yeah, this
awful.
Kid literally, like, jumped, like, 360 spun. And was like, like, across my arm. And it just, like, split open. I was like, what the fuck? So I just waited in the face. Because, again, he was, like, a 100-pound straight-edge kid. I just annihilated him and all his buddies. Like, what the fuck, man?
He was like, do you see this?
Yeah.
Can you see all this blood? That's what the fuck, asshole.
Fucking
that's why I don't
ass.
Go to do things like that at shows anymore. I stand in the back and enjoy the band
I wanted to see. Yeah, I'm out. That doesn't sound fun even 10
years
ago.
Next Monday I get to go see Sleep. I'm so excited.
I get to go to Sleep.
And then on the 18th I get to go to Slayer.
Should do it before that.
Yeah, definitely Sleep.
Definitely.
In between now and next Monday. I have a busy week next week. It's just, do you? Just really occurred to me.
You're such a bitch.
What? I'm going to sleep on Monday during practice on. Yeah.
It just sounds like going to bed.
Yeah.
I totally got to rest.
Going to derby, doing derby practice on Tuesday.
What the fuck's going on with all this derby shit on Sundays, bro?
Dude, so this is what happened. We scheduled it for the first and third Sunday of the month, and at one point there were five Sundays, and so now it's all jacked up. So, sorry.
No, you're not.
I really
don't think you care. But I got three paychecks this month, so.
Yeah, it's always nice. You know. What else we got?
I don't know. Should we take a break?
Sure, why not?
This is an hour and 3 minutes at this point.
Oh, nice.
How long can I record just rambling. For?
We've got another hour and 15 minutes or so.
So, when we come back from the break...
I don't know what we're going to do. I didn't do anything. I didn't read anything.
Are we doing the pop culture classic, or are we just bypassing again?
I mean, I don't know.
You guys can do it.
Well, that would involve me having read the book.
Bypass it again.
We've been so busy, though. It's been insane.
So here's the deal. One of the special...
I'm willing to let it go.
One of the special...
We can discuss it on... Maybe me and you can just discuss it on like a... Like YouTube thing for 10 minutes, and we'll just carry on.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Okay, we'll do something like
with
that.
With the schedule.
Okay.
Give me like a week to That's catch fine. Up on it, and then yep. we'll do that. So when we come back,
we're just going to ramble, I think. I think that's
gonna,
what this episode's going to be.
Well, let's not worry about it until after Denver Comic Con.
Don't tell us what to do.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Yeah, I appreciate that. Don't tell Tim that we came and had fun without him.
Yeah.
Because we always have
fun
without
him. We came all over.
Yeah, I always have fun when I'm coming.
Came all over.
I've literally never had fun while coming, or not had fun while coming.
Why? Every time I come, I have fun. What are you talking about, you idiot?
That's not true. Once I was cut, it's a bad situation.
Is that where the wilderness of vaginas came in?
No. I don't know what happened. It was actually one of the first times I actually had sex, but I remember busting it out, and I was almost started crying, and then I had to go to the emergency room.
You go to the emergency room for your genitals a lot.
I have five different emergency room visits based on my crotch.
Here's a few reasons why you should be listening to the Unwritable Rant podcast with host Juliet Miranda. She can tell a great story.
If you can't play dead, play drunk. And it works, I swear.
She interviews celebrities that have great stories.
If we have a cousin that's kind of strange, we don't put him away or tuck him away. We set him on an old dryer out in the front yard with alcohol and let him wave at people.
right. And then you tell your friends about it.
And she's tolerant and loves kids.
So these kids go running up after the ball, and I stand up and I yell, "Kids die in the street all the time!"
So head on over to theunwritablerant.com and listen to the show.
Hi, this is Amanda Donahue, illustrator for the new graphic novel, The Margins.
And I'm David Acampo. I'm one of the co-writers of The Margins. And you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Here, do we want to write notes? Oh, you've already started. Yeah, never.
Now I'm recording.
And we're big. No notes.
We've got only an hour and 5 minutes left. So.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Some people have kids. Sometimes those kids have birthdays.
I know.
Is her birthday? Her birthday wasn't today, though, right?
No, her birthday was 17th. 16th. Something like that.
What the fuck?
16th or 17th?
Is the 16th?
Me and Alicia were just talking about
like this. Like half a month ago.
So Sophia. Well, it's because they were moving into their new house. And they wanted to have it there, but they wanted it all unpacked, and they wanted the pool to be ready to go and stuff like that. So they've been working on that for like 2 weeks.
They have a pool, or they have a pool at the community?
No, they have a pool, nice. Like in their yard.
Like that's an cool. Above or below?
It is an above ground pool.
Okay.
That's still cool.
It took them quite a bit of work, so... Because, like, it hadn't been, like, worked on for a couple years. So they had to, like, drain it and fill it. They fucking filled it with a garden hose. And it's, like, a big-ass pool.
Yeah.
It took them 3 days to fill it with a garden hose.
How do you normally fill it?
You hire somebody? I don't fucking know. You
I was like,
water truck or something.
2 gallons at a time.
That would be fucking horrible.
This was a bad choice.
Milk was a bad choice. Jay and Silent Bob reboot. What do you guys think? Have you heard the plot of it?
Yeah, it's essentially the first movie.
So it's basically their. You're aware of the plot of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So they're going to stop the movie that's about themselves in Hollywood. Yeah. So this movie is about them finding out that they're rebooting the old movie, so they go to Hollywood to stop them from.
So they're just remaking the first movie?
Remaking the first movie. If Mark Hamill isn't in it, I'm going to be so disappointed. Like, if the entire cast isn't in it, obviously, except for Carrie Fisher. Cause, you know,
a little dead.
Dead. Oh, and George Carlin. George Carlin was in Jay's. Also dead.
Fuck George Carlin.
Whoa.
I actually really like George Carlin.
He is a corpse. Yeah. That's illegal.
Only if you get caught.
George Carlin would appreciate that joke. I'm excited for it.
I think George Carlin hated the government so much that he'd want you to fuck his corpse.
Probably. A little bit. Just a little
That's
bit.
Honest.
Juan's just going to look at his phone.
I'm looking at this.
Typical Mexican.
I'm looking at the.
Daydreaming about gardening.
The.
What can I do in my.
Looking at CBR.com. Thank you very much, you son of a bitch.
You put the tulips next to the roses?
I don't think you're supposed to do that, actually.
You're not, actually.
So for some reason, Disney's legal department. So in Avengers Infinity War, you see Captain's phone number for a little bit. A lot of people, because Iron Man's about to call him, and you see it on the phone. But a lot of people called it, and it doesn't work. But the plan originally was for them to set up a voicemail that was Steve Rogers. And I don't know. I was reading this article to see why they killed it. It just says that the legal department said no. They'd already had it set up and ready to go, and it was going to be a real number. You could call and leave a message, but apparently Disney didn't want that.
Kind of like
to
the
happen.
Jessica Jones number was.
Yeah. So I don't know why.
What could be the possible legal ramifications for that?
They probably are afraid of getting like the awful voicemails because you know half the people that call are going to like call it and just leave like sex voicemails.
I want to suck your dick, yeah. Captain America.
Exactly.
Cap doesn't have anything to do on Saturday.
In the middle of the day, in the middle of nowhere.
And let me get my shield. I'll be right there.
Ed needs to make a cool $10.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Oh, man. That's weird. Like,
yeah, I don't know why you. It's. I mean, I get that they would leave shitty messages, but I thought it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But more than anything, like, somebody would have to be subjugated to listening to them.
Right.
You know,
or just erasing it.
Yeah, that's true.
There would be fucking millions of voicemails there, I'm guaranteeing.
So, Stan Lee almost got shot or had to, like, fight off gunmen or whatever.
I don't really know what's going on in Stan Lee's life anymore. Supposedly he's on Twitter real now, and supposedly everybody else is holding up all his old social media. I feel like the guy has dementia or something.
It's very
possible. I feel
possible.
Like he fucking, like, assumed. He's like, holy shit, Mysterio and fucking Lizard are out there trying to shoot my house up or something. You know what I mean? Like, he's crazy at this point in his life. I don't know what the fuck's going on with Stan Lee.
Or this is one of those situations where everyone thinks he's crazy, but he's insane as fuck. Or he's sane as fuck.
Like, only he actually knows what's going on.
He's like, them wiggers really did try to kill me.
So, one thing that...
Is that the motherfucker that plays Superman trying to shoot me?
Dude, that'd be crazy. Yeah. Like, Jason Momoa and, like, what, James...
Find a fucking trident through his heart.
Yeah. the guys that are stars in Justice League are actually, like, hunting Stan Lee down, like, smoking aces style. Like... I was talking with Matt.
His life is pretty tumultuous right now.
I was talking with Matt yesterday, Matt Renwick.
And it won't last too much.
I'm sorry.
No, it was. I love hanging out with that guy.
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while.
No. So I was talking with him yesterday, and he said something that he's right. He said, "This is sad, and I don't feel good saying it, but it's time for Stan Lee to pass away." Like. All this crazy shit is happening to him. He's like almost 100 fucking years old. Like he has a nurse who's like butt he pinched because that was socially acceptable in the 1930s when he was like used to doing things with nurses. And now it's not. And that nurse wants to sue him. And he probably has dementia. And like his finances are like have gone fucking haywire because people are just fucking robbing him.
Somebody
like,
stole his blood.
Like, wouldn't you just dismiss
somebody
that
stole
shit?
His blood to make fucking signature stamps? Like, how fucked up is that? Like,
it's genius.
I mean,
but right. I mean, if you were a judge, wouldn't you just dismiss that?
Our culprit's here.
What do you mean?
So I get if he had gone beyond butt pinching, just you have to do something about it.
Yeah.
But if it's like he's 100, he pinched your butt.
Like, get over it.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
Like, I mean, if he's, like, in your panties, I think you let him because he's 100. But
no. No, I mean, if he's, like, literally, like, groping crotch, like, if he's pulling the grabber right by the pussy, like, then fuck that. But
he pinched your butt.
And he's, like, a million years old. Like,
he probably forgot about pinching your butt while he was doing it. He was like, what? She's a liar. You're still pinching it.
The poor guy, I feel like he's just not going to get rest until he's dead. And then everybody thinks that they're like Stanley signed whatever is going to be worth $1 million, which is hilarious because he signed
everything.
5 fucking billion things.
No, I would do if I was like somehow Stanley's management, which I'm not. I would just take Kevin Smith up on his offer.
Kevin Smith keep him at his house. Yeah,
Kevin Smith's not going to fuck with him. He's going to live there for a year and a half and then die.
Yeah.
And probably have a good rest of his life. Like,
yeah, smoking dope with Kevin Smith. That sounds fucking amazing.
As opposed to people stealing your blood, nurses.
And
people basically just trying to get every bit of money out of you that they can.
That they can. And, like, think about, so Stan Lee goes to live at Kevin Smith's house. He's there smoking weed with Kevin Smith, like, probably watching TV, playing video games or reading comic books or whatever. When Stan Lee passes away, nobody's going to take better care of that than Kevin Smith.
I wouldn't
think so. Is just the end-all, be-all super fan, and everybody knows it. So,
yeah, I have no idea what they're doing with him.
And imagine how awesome Stan Lee's Twitter is if he's, like, high as fuck. I mean, it wouldn't be that much different. Because
if he's on Ambien?
Hopefully it won't be racist.
He'd be like, I never should have made that Planet of the Apes looking Black Panther.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wrote Black Panther, he was a Jewish guy from the Bronx who had an affinity for the bitches.
What was the poll going to be? Battlestar Galactica or what?
No.
Battlestar Galactica.
Babylon 5 or SG-1.
Babylon 5 or SG-1.
Oh, are you making it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, way to be really involved in our recording today.
I'm listening to the Stan Lee conversation, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, this is.
I don't feel
what's
like
his middle name.
I don't know what's.
I don't
Lee's
either.
I don't really think it's time for him to die, Matt Renwick.
I don't wish death upon no one.
Yeah, I don't wish death upon anybody. Maybe it's time for him to just stop. Talking
or stop,
or just be old. Go
just
be
retire.
Old.
Go retire. Be old.
Like stop letting people weekend at Bernie your ass to cons and different movie productions and steal your blood.
Don't let us take another picture with you because we talked about how if we took a picture with him, he might just die, and I don't want that to happen because I feel like that's us jinxing ourselves.
So old.
Yeah, I'm just go retire. Go enjoy all the millions of fucking billions of dollars you've made.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have anymore. People just been swindling him.
I don't know. It's a bummer, but I mean he's such an important part of like comic book history and now Marvel movie history that it's gotta be hard to let go. You know what I'm saying? Like even for him, I'm sure there's tons of people around him that are like, dude, just take a break, just retire.
No need to do. Freeze himself. If I'm Stanley, that's how I'm going down.
Just freeze yourself and then... Just
fucking freeze me.
Hope that science can unfreeze you in 1,000 years.
Who better to be frozen than Stanley?
This is true. I mean, it logically, it makes a shitload of sense because that's right out of a fucking comic book.
Yeah.
So
that would be... Before he even died, that would be my thing.
Just freeze him alive?
Because you have a better chance that way.
That definitely doesn't sound like torture at all.
Should we freeze his sperm?
Well, I mean, you
does he have
sleep.
Any sperm at 100 years old?
Yeah. There's two or three in there.
I wonder if somebody has stolen his sperm. Like, they've stolen everything else.
I'm sure.
I wonder how many illegitimate kids Stanley has out there.
Thousands.
From, like, stolen sperm.
He's worse than any old world patriarchy.
Just wow.
Bleeding the dick wherever he went back in the day.
This is true. Like all the old
you know
comic
he had
book,
to have been.
All the old comic book artists and writers and stuff, they were known for being like just total assholes and like I'm gonna get it anywhere I can.
Yeah.
What else you got, Juan? You had mentioned something, but I forgot what it was.
Well, so Jake Gyllenhaal So they keep promoting Spider-Man, even though he's dead at this point. But we all know
there's going to be a sequel.
Yes, I know, fucking Gabe, but I don't want you to know that after you've killed him, okay? I don't, I just want there to be.
Shouldn't announce the movie
maybe,
before you kill him then.
Yeah.
Fucking Marvel.
But Jake Gyllenhaal supposedly is going to play Mysterio in
the
sequel.
How do you know it doesn't take place between Homecoming and Infinity War? You don't.
Because they already came out and said it doesn't.
They said it takes place directly after yeah. the second Infinity War.
Fuckers.
Like, they couldn't have done a worse job at that. They're like, and he died.
Definitely not my favorite Gyllenhaal. It's my second favorite
yes,
Gyllenhaal.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, we had this conversation, didn't we? About Gyllenhaals, but not about Mysterio, I don't think.
No, it's mostly just about how much I really, really like Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I told him to suck a fuck.
I don't know Gyllenhaal, so I had to be like, who's what other two? Fucking Gyllenhaals are there?
There's only two.
There's only two that matter. There's probably lots of them.
Yeah. If your last name's Gyllenhaal and you're listening to this,
I mean, you matter in
us.
Your own
wow.
way. But not to us.
Like, to your family, you
yeah,
matter.
Sure.
But you're not one
you're
of
bio
the,
dumb. You're important.
Yeah.
What do you think about Mysterio?
I think that's a cool idea.
Do you?
I think it's a terrible casting.
Why?
In my opinion.
Well, you don't really see the guy under the mask, though, do you?
He mostly just has to be a voice, dude.
I was just. Mysterio just invokes like badassery and mystery and
Vulture yeah, but was so fucking cool with Michael Keaton. I didn't think that was like
that was a different direction to take Vulture, but yeah, I did like it still.
It was great, dude, and like legitimately. Spoiler alert!
Yeah,
the moment when
oh she's gonna kick you in the shins.
I know.
It's a woman. The plot thickens.
the moment. All you gotta do is go on our Facebook page and see who it is.
I already know who it is.
We just don't want to be pieces of shit on the show completely, just partially.
Yeah.
So the moment when you realize that Vulture is the dad of like Spidey's girlfriend, that shit caught me so off guard. I was like, Oh.
Yeah. Awkward.
The plot thickens.
She's adopted.
Oh, man. That was a fucking great ass movie.
I still think that the second Spider-Man should just be Ned puts on the suit.
I'm a huge fan of that. Dude, that'd be amazing.
Spider-Man
stays dead and Ned is the new Spider-Man. That'd be amazing.
And like gets his ass kicked 3 or 4 times in a row,
he
finds a random black kid who has spider powers.
Who they allude to.
They do.
They allude to that, and I thought that was super, super cool.
You know, Miles Morales in the same universe?
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Double Spider-Man.
Two Spider-Mans. Double your
That's one usually cup. What double means.
I know. Two for the price of one Spider-Man.
I don't really care. Mysterio, like you said, it's somebody
it's
that just has to be a voice.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get
Mysterio
a little bit of how he came to be into
the
suit.
Entire X-Men once using Wolverine.
I get that.
Read comics one.
But like anybody can voice that.
I'm going to have to see it. It's just in my brain, doesn't it?
I get what you're saying.
It just doesn't vibe.
I think it'll be good. I feel so like Jake Gyllenhaal
like
in
fucking,
general is just
a. I need a voice. You know what I mean? Like a James Earl Jones voice.
No.
Not doesn't have to be
That's
that kind of a
much.
Voice.
That's too much.
But a voice.
Because like Mysterio isn't like this big, like intimidating.
No, but that's
crazy
his only
thing,
though. That's his only thing that really emotes is his voice.
Yeah. But
so he has to have a. It doesn't have to be James Earl Jones, like, deep.
That would be really weird,
be
by
unique.
The way. What the fuck is Darth Vader doing?
It just has to be unique like that, is what I'm saying. Like,
well, you don't
whoa,
know
that voice is
you don't
different.
You don't know what Jake Gyllenhaal can
yeah,
do
Yeah, maybe
with
he'll bust
voice.
It out.
Maybe he's crazy good with his voice.
He'll synthesize his ass to sound like
Probably.
Fucking
That
Mysterio.
Would be terrible, by the way, if it just sounded like a synthesized hip-hop voice.
I'm on a bow.
Like, they went a real weird way with Mysterio.
But they kind of went a really weird way with Vulture, and it ended up being really fucking cool.
It was pretty cool.
And I do like the illusion that, like, Vulture, like, he knows who Spidey is, but he's keeping it under his belt because
right.
he wants that revenge.
Right.
Leaving it open to Sinister Six, basically.
It is weird to me that this and fucking Venom are kind of linked, but they're not really linked because I want Marvel to do Venom and Carnage.
Yeah.
I don't want Sony to do
no,
Marvel Venom and
they
Carnage.
Fuck up everything they touch, like
I'm so sad.
Do we still
my favorite
think
villains
that life is a prequel to the Venda movie? It still could be.
So some people it still could be. Holding yeah. on to that. Yeah.
It could, because at the end of the movie, he crash lands. I mean, there's nothing to... So far, we don't have any idea how this government fucking association gets the symbiote. Is it symbiote or symbiote?
It is.
I'm not going to enter that fray.
Pronounced because, however you'd like.
Oh, all right.
Because I, as a reader... There are a million words that I say wrong, and then I say them out loud, and everybody looks at me like I'm the dumbest fucker in the room. I was like,
I mean,
hey, FYI, I spent most of my life alone reading books, so fuck you. Like,
based on like the cartoons and shit, it's the, definitely the first way you said it.
Symbiote.
Symbiote.
But who knows that that's
but,
right.
But the internet hates everything, yeah. so...
Symbiote, Jesus Christ, why would you say it like that? Because it's a made-up goddamn word. That's why. It's a fake fucking word. Fucking get over it, pieces of shit.
Wow.
People say words different sometimes.
He's angry.
Oh, I fucking hate
I finally found somebody that I would like you to interview for this show.
Uh-oh.
I don't think you would. Maybe you would.
Shaka Khan?
I don't even know the guy's name.
Shaka Khan's dead.
Like, I would love that interview, by the way.
I really do. Funk singer from the 70s.
Can we get Prince on here? I feel like he's really talented and might bring a lot to the show.
We need a fucking whole seance.
Purple Rain.
No, I gotta figure out the guy's name.
Whoa, this Ouija board's telling me that Bill Paxton and Prince are here.
They have a pod. They have a YouTube cast, I guess.
Okay.
Called Day One We There. And it's a bunch of just...
Now I know why you
gray
like it.
Black people that watch trailers and are awesome while they do it. No, I think it's funny as fuck. And it's so nothing. Like, they do nothing.
Okay.
But it's an amazing YouTube channel.
Dude, give Juan contact information. Yeah. I'm sure he can hook that
up. Do what I can.
He got so many followers.
Shoot me a Facebook message with their YouTube channel and watch some of it.
So. The honest question I want you to ask is, like, how have you accomplished actually kind of doing nothing and becoming so successful?
There used to be this amazing podcast called Seen Unseen, where one guy would go see the movie and one guy would watch the trailer, and then they would review the movie together. it was pretty hilarious. I feel like that'd be a fun show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sad about Spider-Man. What's going on in his world? So,
what do you mean?
Well, I don't. Supposedly, he's dead right now, and they're promoting his bullshit.
That was the saddest fucking part of the movie. Yeah.
After they released that Groot says,
"I don't want to go
to Raccoon when he dies." I don't know. That was kind of sad too.
Yeah, but you're a little bitch. That's why.
I don't know, dude. He's a teenage Groot.
Yeah.
And he says dad to Raccoon as he dies. That's pretty heartwarming.
I just love when he says, I am Groot. And everybody goes, whoa. Yeah. Wow. Language.
The other topic was Spawn.
Spawn. You said you have opinions.
Jamie Foxx.
I do. I think,
first off, I don't...
I'm spoiler sticking, alert, this me, shit's about to get super racist.
Give me a,
Spawn has
give,
to be black.
Give me. I was just going to say, give me a little backstory, because I don't know much about Spawn. Was he originally black?
Al Simmons is a black character.
Okay.
And there are, like, three or four
Which
black
actors. You
don't
actors. Find out until, like, issue, like...
It's pretty deep, because he's burnt to fuck.
6 to 8 or something like that. Like, way into it. Like,
oh, so you come into it with him burnt?
Yeah.
Like in a fire?
Dead. So like Spawn is like a resurrected guy.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
He's a Hellspawn, for real. You
know like what? Hellboy.
Give him
not
the
like
rundown
he, Not
Spawn,
like Hellboy, like
he
fucking...
No
the first issue,
Ghost
I don't even remember anymore. But Al Simmons was a... He was a like, special ops guy who was doing work for the government, and they were technically manipulating him into doing bad things, right? And then this is the part, because it's been so long since I've read Spawn, that I don't know if I'm confusing with the first movie in my brain, where he wanted out. They were like, fuck that. I don't even think that happened in the comics. I think Mal Bulger just wanted him to lead his army.
No, somebody, I think.
Or did he want
what's
out?
The guy with the skull face? Is that Chapel?
Yeah.
So I think Chapel kills him because he wants out, and then Mal Bulger keeps him.
Yeah, basically like to lead Hell's army, sends him back.
And then he
So these two people that,
that
you're talking about, Chapel and this other gentleman.
Simmons.
They're demons? They're dead people?
No. Chapel is still a special operative.
He's just like a badass.
He has a fucking skull burned onto his face.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He's like if you took Punisher to the next level.
He's like if you took Punisher and Bishop and put them together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like we want more punishment. You're not punishing.
And somebody who brought Spawn back then,
Malbolgia, who's effectively the devil, like, or
so he is a demon person.
Yeah, he's okay. Resurrected as like an evil force, and then he escapes. I forget how he escapes.
Yeah, that's the part. Is like, I don't know if I'm like mixing movie with.
He escapes hell.
He escapes hell, and in the process of escaping, he loses his memory. So he has all these powers. He doesn't know how to use them, and he doesn't know where they come from, and he doesn't really remember who he is for a while.
Okay.
And that's when he decides effectively to fight crime as this cape superhero, because he sees two guys committing a crime and just fucking stops them because he can shoot like crazy green flame out of his hands and stuff.
He basically murders a bunch of bad people.
Yeah. And his way of solving crime is to kill people. Like, nice. He's very much like
brutally too. Like, it's pretty good.
It's a fucking it's a fucking
I don't know much about
book.
Him. I know one? That I know that the movie there was one movie.
Yeah,
it came out when I was young.
It did not go
with
over
a
well.
Little John fat Lake kid.
Yeah. I actually remember having fun feelings.
Was Leguizamo the main guy?
He's Violator.
But, so the weird thing about that movie is because I've watched it recently, it's not good. When I was a kid, I liked it. I don't think you can do a better Violator than that, though, which is the weird part. Like, in that movie, it's like, you just get him to gin. Like,
true. He's not really that old.
So the Violator is a demon that I think effectively stumbles onto Spawn and is trying to wrangle Spawn back into hell to curry favor with the main demon.
With the little fat guy.
If I remember, the little fat guy and the Violator, the fat clown guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the giant demon thing, those are the same person.
Yeah, they transform.
He can transform into like a person. When he transforms into a person, he's the weird little fat guy.
Okay.
Like, it's been a fucking long ass time since
it really
I've
read
has.
Those books.
I never really delved into it. It just, I know there's a movie.
Some of the first comics
if
that
we're
I really
wrong
read.
And you want to correct us, just give us a call.
Yeah, please do.
573-6148. I'm sure Clyde is like taking
I don't
notes.
Know yeah, yeah.
Like,
I don't
see,
know I don't know anything about
Clyde
Spawn.
Sits there and goes like, this doesn't sound right, and then does a bunch of research, and it's like, because I read those books, but it's just like literally the first movie and the first graphic novel
are just one giant thing in my brain
right now.
That little what, Clyde?
That little bitch, Clyde.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what I thought.
We're going to do this, Clyde. Me and you, buddy. I don't know, something.
I feel like he could drink you under the table.
Definitely. I don't drink very much.
Yeah.
Tacos, though, you don't stand a chance.
I could eat a lot of tacos.
I feel like Clyde could probably pound down a few tacos, too. Probably a lot of
ass.
Side note.
Probably a lot of dick as well.
Did you see the fucking thing that Chad put on our page?
That he would give us extra money if we did what? Again?
It's some dude who's swallowing whole 26 hot dogs. He doesn't chew them.
I can't do that.
I was like, I can't. I might be able to eat a shit ton of hot dogs, but I can't like swallow. I might be able to eat a lot of hot dogs. But this dude is literally not chewing him. He's just literally fucking swallowing a hot dog whole.
I ate three brats today. I was pretty full. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but,
well, but you're eating it with bun. You're eating them with bun too, though. This guy's doing hot dog.
Yeah.
And I can eat a lot of hot dogs. But I can't. I'm not a fucking anaconda. I can't swallow anything whole like that.
I bet there's something you can swallow. I can think of a few cylindrical things that you could swallow.
Juan's an anaconda, but he don't want none. Something like that.
Especially if it's hot dogs with buns,
yeah.
Son.
Yeah.
Back to Spawn. With that perfect lead in, Spawn again. So, again, the first casting on the first Spawn wasn't bad either. The guy who played Al Simmons.
Jonah
Jameson?
Yeah.
He's kind of is that character.
Yeah.
Not a very good actor, though, but he represents kind of is
him.
Didn't
he played somebody else, too. Oh, Black Dynamite. He played Black Dynamite, which is a fucking amazing.
I mean, he's like a buff for real martial artist who's pretty badass. Not the best actor, but I feel like you have. Can he just not be Blade and Spawn? But I feel like Wesley Snipes just is Spawn.
And he doesn't look very old either. He's a guy who is way older than, you know, it's been at least 20 years, I think, since Blade came out, right?
Seen that movie, right?
Or you want to pull it back down. I think you got Michael B. Jordan, who could also be a great Spawn.
Ooh, I think that would be good.
But the money that you would have to pay Michael B. Jordan at this point.
I'm pretty sure they're paying Jamie Foxx, not chump change.
What's the last good thing Jamie Foxx is in?
No, but he's not really an actor.
Everything he's doing on the side is making a ton of money, though.
Like what?
That show that he just came out with. I forget what it's called.
I don't know.
He has a brand new show.
But he's
producing music on the
side. He's doing a lot of music.
He's making his money. But also, I don't think
he's cheap.
They brought Jamie Foxx on, I really believe this, to put a name in front of it to get Spawn made.
That for sure.
I think that there was probably a lot of subtraction in the companies wanting to put up money to make Spawn. Because and they went, here's fucking Jamie Foxx. And they're like, okay, now take the monies, the wheelbarrows.
And I'm sure Jamie Foxx was like, the last thing can't be fucking Electro or what are the bullshit that he fucking did last. Yeah.
I just thought he was an all right.
Pretty good in that.
It was no good. I didn't like it.
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't great, though.
It was weird. I wouldn't want that to be my last fucking film.
We had to kill off the rest of the family. And move on.
Like what I'm interested to see is like what they do with it. If they're just going to retell like the first like
story need that.
Again, like we don't need that. But I
feel like they do because I don't know.
Well, they're gonna.
There's not a lot. When did it come out in the 90s? Sometime. Yeah. Like it's been fucking 20 years.
But the people who are stoked about going to see a Spawn movie don't need you to rehash his origin.
Well, yeah, but the same can be said about fucking everything. You know what I mean?
I think the problem with Spawn is because Spawn is such a like, Spawn is a pivotal comic book for comic book people.
Right.
But for regular-ass people, it's not that big of a deal.
No.
Like, it's not something that a ton of people know about. So if they're going to make the movie with, like, a big name and a big budget, they have to do the origin story. But the people that are super, super stoked about it, that are, like, going to be the main driving force behind who's going to go see this movie, they don't want to see an origin story because they're up on the comics. They've already made a movie of it. There's a fucking amazing HBO cartoon that tells that story.
Origin story doesn't mean 2-hour movie. Like, fucking do 30 minutes of who he is.
That's
what I mean?
Does because no, I know. Fucking no, terrible at figuring that out.
I know, but it would be okay for you to give me a 30-minute origin story within a 2-hour movie. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Bringing it back to another comic book character, Hollywood. If it's a new Batman movie, you do not have to put a fucking origin story in.
No.
Exactly.
No.
That's put a fucking origin story in Justice League. Yeah. We know how Batman got created.
It was beautiful. They did it with Spider-Man.
He fell into a thing of bats.
Yeah.
They did it perfect with Spider-Man. Spider-Man was already Spider-Man, but everybody knows Spider-Man. Not everybody who's going to go see the movie knows Spawn.
But everybody knows Batman. That's the other
No, thing. I agree. Like, I agree with that assessment. I agree. Like, you're right.
That fucking origin story in Justice League. I was like, what the fuck?
We get it.
I'm sorry.
Stop being a bitch.
No real origin story for Aquaman, who nobody knows anything to fuck about. But Batman.
Okay, so what superheroes do you think are completely exempt from needing an origin story? So for sure, Spider-Man. For
Superman.
Sure, Batman. For sure, Superman. Superman. Who else? Who else do you think needs no origin story? Like it's just been done. Enough.
Well, if you're at this point,
am I too jaded on the side of Wolverine? Because I feel like people just know Wolverine's origin
story, and that's
or they at least know the Weapon X forward origin story,
and
of
like
Wolverine.
A shitload of that has been done in movies already. Yeah.
Well, what do you? I mean, what do you? The Flash at this point, but here's the thing with that. I feel like they need to do some kind of origin something. It may not have to be how Ezra Miller got to be the Flash, but we need to know who he is because we don't know. Right now I'm used to Grant Gustin, and I like him. I wish he would have been made the transition over to the movie.
I wish they would have done that.
Because he has a built-in giant audience already, but I don't know if...
He's just a good Flash, honestly.
He is a really good
Flash.
He's
super scrawny and just looks like he would be...
Just a weakling and like, yeah.
And what the... I'm sorry, I've said it before. But the Justice League, were they just like run fucking weird? Like, if you watch that movie, his like, I'm like, you got no form. Why are you that fast? We know running fast is about form.
But I don't feel like Flash needs an origin story. I just need to know who Ezra Miller is. Like I need to know about his character. I don't think the Arrow, if they ever put the Green Arrow into a movie, he'd need an origin story. It's just a dude in a hood at that point, though. I mean, I feel like his story builds out more the more you get to know Green Arrow.
Yeah, and
it's not
give,
as it's
they didn't
not
give
as
Hawkeye an origin story at all.
Yeah,
they're just like dudes going to bow.
It's not as for the Green Arrow, in my opinion, it's not as important how he got to wear the hood. It, the story of his life is more important, and all of his fucking why he can't keep a goddamn sidekick and shit. You know what I mean? That's more important. Or yeah, to me, that's more important than how he got to wear the hood. That's not an interesting.
I feel like
to
if
me.
They rebooted the Hulk definitely doesn't need an origin story.
I don't think Daredevil does either. They've told that one enough times.
Yeah. Oh no, it's weird. Like it's weird. There's like certain like comic book tropes where you're like, please stop telling us how they became this person. Like,
there's other Congo characters who have amazing origin stories and they never tell them. Colossus has been in how many movies now? His origin story is actually pretty dope.
But see, that's cool. Like I don't need it because I was actually thinking of him and Negasonic. I don't know anything about her, but she's cool. Like I don't need you to tell me all about her life.
I'm fine without it being in there. I'm just saying not him as opposed to all these other ones?
Right.
Now, if Ryan Reynolds told a different version of Deadpool's origin story in every single movie, I would fucking love that. Like, yeah. I feel like that would be an amazing plot
point. Just like the Joker walking around telling stories, different ones.
Did you see number two?
That was dope as fuck, too.
Super excited.
It's good. It's funny. It's really funny.
We should go. Do you ever have, like, days off?
No.
No, but I mean, like, we should see, like, the earliest, like, 9 a.m. you get in for $4 movie of it one day.
Oh, no.
You don't get those, I don't think.
I don't.
You should.
You have a way to do it.
I know. I just haven't yet.
Do it. Do it. Shh. What? Shh. Why? Shh.
Sorry.
Don't ruin it.
God, don't fuck it up.
Don't
shut
worry.
Up.
Whenever you do it, I throw
the
money
more people that talk about it, the more it gets fucked up. And like the less magic is available for me to find.
Magic. Shh, shh, shh. It's good, though. I think you'll really like it.
I know.
It's good.
It
Colossus is fucking hilarious.
A lot of people bitched about it. But
bitch about everything.
Dude, there's no...
I didn't think they were going to because there was... First Deadpool was like universally loved, so I thought it was going to be...
I still think Deadpool 2 made a shit ton of money.
What's hilarious it is like for all the love that Deadpool 1 got, like I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like, oh, wow, that was the best thing I've ever seen.
And it was different.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the second one, though. Mostly because I love that plot line, just in general.
It's good.
Because I love the X-Force. And...
You mean the convoluted as fuck Cable plot?
Oh, yeah. Just wait.
Character who
does. Have you read any spoilers yet?
I do know that like all of the people in the X-Force died. Like, which is
did you read that?
Hilarious.
No, I haven't paid attention to anything.
Oh, he just ruined it for me.
Did they tell Cable's backstory at all?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, yeah, for sure.
They talk about whose dad is?
No, they did not. They talk more about his wife and his daughter than his dad. Who's Cable's dad?
It's Scott Summers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cyclops.
Cyclops is his dad.
Wow.
And Strife is him.
I did not know that.
It's weird.
Yeah. Like, he fights himself in the past. It's fucking bizarre. Like,
Cable's story is really weird.
X-Force into the Executioner song, which was, like, the big crossover that they did in the 90s, is such a fucking clusterfuck of writing. And, like, I had no idea when I was a kid. I just thought it was cool, and all these people are fighting, and, like, wow, look at all these superheroes and stuff. And then I, you know, picked up, like, a shitload of X-Force books. I got to the Executioner song crossover event. I was like, I'm just going to get the trade of this so that I don't have to hunt down the fucking 12 comic books in this, even though they're all going to be in like dollar bins somewhere. But so I pick up the trade and I read it. I was all, apparently I smell like turds.
Oh, all right.
But that book is trash. Like, I loved it when I was a kid, but Executioner Song is a fucking piece of shit writing. And when you read the introduction, the guy that's writing the introduction in that version of the trade that I have is like, yeah, this was like a total clusterfuck because they sprung it on us at the very last minute and we just kind of winged it and did what we could. Nice. So sorry about that. Like, I've never read an introduction to a book that's an apology. Like, that was pretty funny.
Just so you guys know, even we didn't know we wrote it. Sorry. Just happened.
So don't go into Deadpool. You've seen the trailers, I assume.
Yeah.
So do not fucking pay attention to the trailers at all. You will be very disappointed. Take the trailers completely out of your fucking mind. Completely out of your mind.
It's not even the same film.
It's not. It's 90% of the trailer shots are not in the movie.
Wait, you mean Deadpool doesn't like just use toys to have Cable and Deadpool fight?
Not
each
that
other?
One.
Oh, okay.
These second and third ones.
Pew, 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 pew.
So the sky.
They shot a trailer purposefully to not have any of the stuff.
Correct.
Dude, that's weird.
Is it really?
Correct.
Oh, that's amazing.
So the people who you just said, they willingly spent time out of their pockets to shoot film for the trailers knowing that it was never going to make it into the theaters.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
So the movie has nothing to do with...
Just wait.
I can't wait to see this. That's amazing. All right, no, that genuinely makes me want to see it more.
It's so fucking funny. It's so funny.
Do they address that in the movie? Nothing that's happening.
No, it's just
because Deadpool could.
They said it something to the effect of Infinity War did the same thing. A lot of the shots that are in the trailer never made it, and it's a throw off. It was to throw off spoilers.
It's like
and to
the
throw
Hulk
off
Buster running
things.
Instead of Hulk, though. It's right. Pretty similar.
No, the Hulk was running it. Like, the whole group was there. And Iron Man and Cap
that
were together.
That same shot is exactly there, except he's in the Hulk Buster.
No, but I'm saying Iron Man's not there. Iron Man and Cap don't fucking meet ever in Infinity War. And he was in that running shot.
I don't remember that. I don't remember Iron Man being in it.
But they're purposefully filming things to get you excited about stuff that's not in the movie.
Not even in the movie.
Or they just wanted it in the movie and didn't work out. Actually, the first time that happened,
the Deadpool director,
the first time seeing it happened was in The Matrix.
The Deadpool director specifically said that these people did it knowing that shots would never get into the movie.
No, I'm not saying Deadpool specifically, but I'm saying I think it happens in other movies accidentally.
Because I love that. Like, I love that Deadpool can fuck around with stuff like that just because, well, A, he could address it in the movie and literally just address the audience, be like, you loved that trailer? Too fucking bad.
Cable's not even in this movie.
Okay. Cable's in the whole movie. Okay, I'll tell you that. Cable's in
that
the whole movie.
That would be so fucking amazing, though, if it was literally just a totally different movie.
It's just about him and the grandma.
Just chilling on the couch watching, like, Perry Mason reruns.
That scene is funny. That scene with him and the blind lady is fucking hilarious.
All right. I'm going to have to watch it. Maybe I'll try to watch it tonight when...
it's good. I think it's good. I thought it was funny.
It sounds funny. I'm up for it.
Oh, man.
We got about 20 minutes left if we want to talk about something.
Well, has anybody got anything else?
Nope.
Not particular things.
I don't have an old man pick or anything. Like, I don't even... This is a weird episode, but it's a fun episode.
Yeah, we are bypassing...
all convention.
Yeah.
This is basically...
to go to our conventions.
This is basically like episode 20 version of this show, because this is what we did before.
It's okay.
In the long, long ago.
People are going to be like, it was way better than all the bullshit you normally do.
Man, oh, man. I'm begging for negative comments, please.
We got one halfway comment.
What was it?
It was something about... It was a three-star.
God, spoilers.
No. She's going to kill you.
I know. It's amazing.
It was a...
Is she tiny?
It was a three star out of a five star.
This is me moving my head to indicate that you are either correct or incorrect.
She used to work at a comic book store.
Same thing. But he said something about how...
Honestly, I know who it is. I read the Facebook comment.
Something about how when we stay on topic, we're good or something like that. And I was like, there's not really a topic to what we do.
The topic is whatever we're talking about.
Yeah.
Take your three-star show and show it.
We got a three-star review.
Yeah, 3 out of 5. It was one of those thingies that you do. Then and a lot of people were mad because there was a dude giving people 1 stars. And he's like, well, I want to be honest. And they're like, well, then fucking take your honesty somewhere else. It's not here for that.
No, I want that. That'd be awesome. I'd love to get a 1-star review so I could be like, let me shit on your podcast now. Because I guarantee you it's not as fucking entertaining as ours.
Yeah, I don't want it from the guy who's doing it to everyone, because that guy's just a tool.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That guy's a 1-star human being.
That's
the kind of shit I would have said about him.
Like, if you genuinely listen to the show and you're like, fuck all these things, I'm like, oh, paid attention.
Yeah.
Our show's not, that's the Andy's thing, is our show's not even like focused on one. There's like a million things we talk about. So,
no matter what.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck you.
Isn't the perfect, like, in the background show? Like, you just listen to it while you're doing other shit, and you're like, you listen to it for like half an hour, and you're like, I missed something that's not really that important because they're just bullshitting about whatever.
Yeah, fucking Gabe's 800 kids.
Yeah. Right. I know. That just bummed all of us out.
I am going to go to Ace Hardware and get some shit for a drip line system.
Oh, man, that is way on topic. A 3-star review is a 2-star review right now.
Fuck that guy.
How much debt there would be if all your kids went to college?
Oh, yeah. Not all of them are going to make it.
No, most of them probably not. But
make it like in life or to college?
To college.
Statistically.
I was like, wait a minute.
Like, I think Ashton wants, like, Bailey obviously wants to go to college. I think Ashton wants to go to, like, a technical school. Like, he wants
like
to
do. Like a vocational school?
Yeah, well, he wants to do, like, computer stuff. So oh, nice. He wants to, I think, get, like, a 2-year degree or something.
An ass degree.
That's correct.
Yeah, schools are bro-rated at this point, but.
Depends
on your field.
There's definitely jobs that I wish I could apply for that I can't.
I know, but is that debt even compensating you for the amount for that job?
It depends on what you want to do and how, if you want to be happy or not.
They definitely pay more than I make now.
Yeah.
So.
But at the same time, like, there's a lot of people who are way in debt who love going to fucking work every day.
Yeah.
It's true.
Which is not, I mean, I like my job. But if I could do something that involved me, like,
but you can.
Doing books.
And we know how.
At a library.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, it's not going to be the library.
No, like, so, like, there was a minute there where I was trying to get a job at the library, and I didn't have a degree, so I got passed over, even though I have, like,
tons. You have to have a fucking degree to work at a building that's not going to exist in 5 more years?
Dude, wow.
Libraries are doing just fine, just so you know.
But, I mean, they're transforming.
They are transforming, but they're still full of fucking books.
The Transformers.
I feel like the book thing is quickly going the way of the dodo.
No way.
I feel like it is, too.
How many fucking comic books do you buy a month?
Okay, I'm a unique specimen.
Are you?
I think.
Have you seen the amount of pull boxes that John has and Travis at Nerd Store and even the crappy comic book store?
And Travis doesn't even give any specials.
Yeah.
Fucking moron.
Dude, people buy a shitload of comic
books. Does Travis
books
listen to us?
I have no idea.
Oh, shit. I just called him a fucking moron.
You know what's funny? So, A, you've seen how much money I spent at that goddamn comic book store. It's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
B, when it comes to regular books, I don't buy them anymore.
I do.
I buy audiobooks and, like, and,
but an audiobook.
Ebooks. Because I don't want fucking novels around.
But,
which is,
I mean,
weird. I'm just saying that's weird now that I think about it. Yeah.
I still buy books because I like having them on the shelf. I like looking at them.
I feel like Doyle's right, though. I feel like
whether
the library is a physical place in 5 or 10 years or not, who knows? But it's, I assume there's going to be somewhere where you can go to get books, but I don't think it's going to be hard books. I think that's going to be the minority.
I just know the last like 4 times I've gone, which is taking my nephew because he loves to go to the little kid section. There's never anyone, which could just be the time I'm going. There's never anyone looking at the books. The computers are always full, though.
Yeah.
Like, just people on them doing that.
There's
stuff.
Usually quite a few people looking at books when we go, but it's probably also, like, just when you go.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, totally could be.
It is weird that you had to have a degree to work at a library, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's literally called a library science degree.
Wow.
It's like a thing.
I feel like you just get that. It's like a, like how you marry people.
The librarian at my school definitely didn't have a degree.
No, ours neither.
This is the weirdest TOTLB conversation ever.
She was a real dumb cunt, man.
You're fired.
Yeah. You don't pay me. In fact, I pay you.
Isn't that weird how that works?
You're fired. Please keep doing all the stuff you do. I don't have time to edit this. Or ability.
It's amazing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Well, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it before you tap it.
Yes, do that.
Yeah,
please. Less children in the world.
Yeah. We're not China. We're not trying to be.
I don't know if that was racist or not.
Or just like really,
they're just overpopulated.
Like weirdly, like geopolitical in a
right
sense. Like,
there's just too many people over there. I like them.
There's just too many people.
Yeah.
Like, he went back to his racist defense. I like them. I have a best friend who's Chinese. All right.
Yeah. I have a best friend that's Oriental.
I do. Even though it's not real.
I don't know.
Bobby's been one of my best friends forever.
Yeah, he's Filipino though.
Yeah,
so.
It's kind of like Spanish,
like the Mexicans
derived
of Asia.
Asians.
They are the Mexicans of Asia.
Yeah,
I listened to a whole podcast about it. It's pretty amazing.
The Spaniards just started fucking people into existence. back.
You're like, Mexican now.
Yeah. You used to be Indians. Now you're us plus Indians. Give us your gold and we're out. Spain, you bunch of dicks.
Oh, man. Spain is like the worst, like, dads ever.
They're not good. But at least they let you, like, do your own thing.
No.
A little bit.
Dude.
The British were way worse.
Fucking Spanish Inquisition, man.
Yeah, they show up, they fuck you up. It's like when they get home and they're like, I don't know what you did. You did something. And they've been drinking and they beat your ass. And they molest your little sister. But then they go away for 200 years.
Yeah, but then they're like...
The British show up and they're like, hey, we're here forever.
But then they leave... They leave a nanny behind. They leave the Catholic Church behind, and they say,
that's
you're
true.
All fucking Catholic now, yeah. And if you fucking step out of line, we fucking tie you to a board and kill you.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
what does Trevor, what does Trevor Noah say? You don't get to just say you're great. Other people tell you you're great. We don't just go around saying we're Great Britain or Great India.
Oh, man. Well, if you have an opinion about any of the awful things that we've said today... You can.
I feel like it was pretty not awful today.
It was pretty normalized today. Yeah.
Thank you, Roseanne.
Thank you, Roseanne, for making us not look like pieces of shit.
Thanks, Roseanne. Fuck you, Tim. I don't know how that happens.
But you can find us at www.fuckyoutimhusky.com or at www.totlb.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. On Twitter at fuckyoutimhusky or...
Random interruptions. I couldn't think of anything to really interrupt me.
You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, at outsidelongbox. Outsidelongbox, sorry.
You
can shoot us an email at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. If you have a project or a comic book, a movie, music, whatever you're working on, if you're really good at randomly interrupting me at the end of a segment, hit us up at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. You can talk to Juan and get us set up with an interview. We'd love to talk to you. We love talking to creative people. We do. Don't pretend like we're picky. So,
who's there?
All right. There's.
Hey, look at Mom's shirt.
It's time to go.
Oh, it looks awesome. I'm glad that you came down here for that.
Where are we going to be next?
So
at Denver Comic-Con,
next,
right?
Next, we're going to be at Denver Comic-Con, yes. Recording our first episode of Con Season.
Yes.
It's going to get
busy. It might
be
two episodes. So, I'm guessing it's going to be two episodes.
This is what I found usually happens. We go to Denver Comic-Con. That turns into two episodes. Mm-hmm. And then
you should have one episode and one for Patreon-only episode.
No.
I think that's a good idea.
Of course you do, fucking.
But, so here's the thing. This is what usually happens.
YouTube only?
Is our recording schedule for June is usually just Denver Comic-Con. And then we record in July, but this year we have San Diego Comic-Con. So I'm guessing that will also
probably
be two episodes. And then in August we have Colorado Springs Comic-Con, which will probably also be two episodes.
Which I'm most excited for that.
So it sounds like
I'm going to go meet Colossus.
Like to sit down and do a show like this probably isn't going to happen for a little bit. So.
Well, we have one in July. The first,
okay,
I believe, is the next one.
Okay.
There's one in between Denver and San Diego.
Oh, okay.
But the reason that Denver Comic-Con is typically two episodes is it's typically all one episode is nothing but interviews.
Yeah.
And then the second episode is usually our sit down and talk for a little bit.
And then
bullshit.
We also are able to record the panels, which let's talk for 2 seconds about this, okay? I am super bummed at how difficult it has been to get any kind of like real information out of the Denver Comic-Con this year. Like the con is in a couple weeks. That is awesome. It looks really, really good. We made tie-dye shirts today.
Nice.
So the con is in a couple weeks and they want us to do up to 15 panels and we don't even know which ones
they want
are
you to
yet.
Moderate up to 15.
So he chose 11. But I had already told the assistant, I said, hey,
how many fucking panels are at Denver Con?
A lot. Way more than
like
that.
Thousands?
There's probably like 30 panels a day.
Yeah.
Still it seems like a lot for one group of people.
So I told the guy at Denver Comic Con, I was like, here's the 11 that we chose that at this point in time don't interrupt any interviews that we're doing. And he said that your choice isn't a guarantee that you're going to get to do them, which is fine. So maybe the 11 get whittled down to, you know, 8 or something like that. And if those.
How many did you guys do last year?
We did 3, 2, and 2, I thought.
Five or six.
But to be fair, they don't have programming complete until 2 weeks before the con. That's usually when everybody gets it, the public. And so right now they're still getting all of them, but last year it was really late. Like everything, happened really late.
Or were you guys doing some like big ass?
One
panels?
Of them is like the Run DMC or the DMC.
No,
panel.
last year we did two Diversity in Comics panels that had some pretty big names. I think we did a Ron Mars panel. That was small.
It was small, but with like a big name,
right?
Like,
yeah.
And then we did the Indie Comics one.
Yeah,
had like Jim Mahfood and
David Mack. That was a good one too.
That was a really cool.
Yeah, we did for comics wise. There were pretty big names for the panels that we ended up doing. It was just late in the game, so the beer release party happened closer to Denver Comic Con last year, and Bruce was like, "Hey, we still have a couple panels. Do you guys want to try and do some?" And he sent us a list. And at that time, we had. Maybe just two interviews done, and we had set up all our other interviews around the panels because we were so close. But I feel like because we're a little bit more spread out this year, we're trying to do interviews at the same time as they're trying to finalize what the schedule looks like.
Yeah.
And it's kind of clashing. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to be if one of the ones that they want us to do now interrupts one of the interviews, we won't be able to do it. I mean, it just is what it is.
I just hope that they don't rely on us for something that they tell us last minute, we need you to
right.
do this. Like that's my problem with it. Is it's like so they're trying to get everything crammed into these mm-hmm. last 2 weeks that it could really really fuck us over.
Unless you have a panel about African American feminism, I'd love to be a part of that.
Oh yeah, there's definitely if for some reason I can't moderate a panel and you're going to be available that day, like I probably will pass it on to you, and then that will probably be on the show.
So. Is Comic-Con, is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
How are you guys doing it? Are you staying up there again?
No, we never do.
Staying up there Thursday.
Just Thursday into Friday.
But
because that'll be the day my wife comes with me. But usually we go back and forth
every
day.
If you wanted to, I think I could legitimately get the whole weekend if you wanted me to.
It'd be helpful.
That's up to you guys.
It would be helpful.
I don't know
hurt.
If I could. That
we're going to have both that. Recorders. So with the mobile recorder we use, not this one, the mobile recorder we use for all the interviews.
And you can
and then this one I use for – they typically let us plug into their soundboard and we record all the panels.
And like the other thing that we can do is like literally just go up and down Artist Alley. You see somebody interesting, you just interview them. Like that's – I mean it's a ton of fun.
Give me my camera too. I used
Doyle Daniels, the new Thinking Outside the Long Box correspondent.
I mean, if you can get the weekend off, but you're 2 weeks away, like, can you request that time off like that?
Yeah, because everyone and their mother has been just fucking taking days off out of nowhere, and I've been working all these billions of hours. I think I could.
Yeah, we should be getting our passes this week.
Should be.
They well, I had to look because Jason asked us to. They sent out a thing to update, make sure they had the right address on file, and then I think he said they would be sending them out the first week of June. So I'll have to relook at that email, but I'm pretty sure that's what he said. But so we've got this recording, then the Denver Comic Con, which will be that'll be three episodes, this one, and then the two episodes for Denver Comic Con. And then you've got one recording in between. Then you've got two for San Diego Comic-Con. That's six total. And then you've got probably one more in between that and Colorado Springs. And then you're probably going to end up with two for Colorado Springs.
You don't release those, do you, like, in the same schedule? Do you?
Yeah.
They come out every other week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because then we're able to breathe and kind of catch up from all the fucking shit that we're doing.
Sure.
Because it took me a long time. The interview one was huge last year because it was like the panels are each like an hour and we did five of them. And then the interviews are each anywhere from 15 to 45 minutes. So that episode was fucking gargantuous. And so I went through it and I put up the where each interview was. So if you wanted to jump to an interview, you could and shit. But it was big. And for each hour I use is double. So each hour we record, I usually takes me 2 hours to edit.
Yeah. So what's the dates?
It's 15, 16, 17.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So by August, we'll have 9 out of the way.
Oh, fuck.
And we need 10, 11, 12. We need 3 episodes to get to 100.
We'll find them.
So
we're
August.
Still recording this.
Absolutely. You're still recording this.
September is 2. October is. I bet we'll be at the end of the 100 episodes in October.
Nice.
So this is literally next weekend.
No.
Weekend after next.
Yes.
You said 15, 16, 17?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not sure about Friday, but Saturday, Sunday, I could probably definitely do, I think.
Nice.
Don't start. Don't get our hopes up for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then not fucking do Friday.
Fridays are whatever. Yeah, Fridays
I'm
are
gonna have to figure out Friday. Are you kidding me?
Friday will be weird. If you're gonna bring Hannah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, I
might. Then we can't bring. We somebody would have to buy another pass because we only have four.
Right.
And so I'm bringing my wife, and so there's four right my there. Wife. We'd have to find another pass.
What's that?
Said my wife.
My wife.
My name is Jeff.
Anyway,
take us out. Take
finishing
us out.
Up. Last thing, if you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 970-573-6148. Touch base on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. Any opinions that you have about our show, we'd love to hear them.
We didn't do a before and after video. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, I'll start making some videos to send to you. Yeah, so.
And we need Patreon stuff.
Yeah, I know.
We're losing Patreon supporters. We need Patreon stuff.
Anyway.
I've thought about stopping. Not really.
That was shocking for a moment. Anyway, this has been episode 88 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
It's been a fun one.
Yeah, fuck Tim.
It was good.
Yeah, fuck
Tim.
Hey. www.fucktimhusky.com.
Before fuck Tim, there was always fuck John.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.